The Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
She's worried about people being mean to women. She might want to talk to her husband, who was accused, credibly, of raping Juanita Broderick and groping Kathleen Willey, as Kathleen Willey's husband was committing suicide. So before I hear about someone being mean to women, how about she have a little sit-down with her husband?
I've never seen people enjoying their husband's death so much.
Yes.
Because they dare to speak out?
To speak out using the fact that they're widows. This is the left's doctrine of infallibility. If they have a point to make about the 9/11 Commission, about how to fight the war on terrorism, how about sending in somebody we're allowed to respond to? No, no, no. We always have
Shut
to respond
up.
To someone who just had a family member die.
Can I say
Shut up.
We respond, oh, you're questioning
Shut
your authenticity. No,
so
the
grieve,
story
but
is...
grieve quietly.
No, the story is an attack
Shut
on the nation.
And by the
that
way...
That requires a foreign policy response.
And
that
by the way...
That does not entail...
They also criticized the Clinton administration for their failures leading up to 9/11.
Not the ones I'm talking about.
No, they have.
No, they were cutting commercials for Kerry. They were using their grief in order to make a political point while preventing anyone from responding.
If you lose a husband, you no longer have the right to have a political point of view?
No, but don't use the fact that you lost a husband as the basis for your being able to talk about it while preventing people from responding. Let Matt Lauer make the point. Let Bill Clinton make the point. Don't put up someone I'm not allowed to respond to questioning the authenticity of the grief.
But apparently you are allowed to respond to them.
Well, yeah, I did.
Right, so in other words...
But that is the point of liberal infallibility, of putting up Cindy Sheehan, of putting out these widows, of putting out Joe Wilson. No, 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 you can't respond. It's their doctrine of infallibility.
Shut up!
I got a personal trainer, a personal shopper, a personal assistant, and a personal agenda. You can't shut me up. You can't dumb me down, because I'm tireless and I'm wireless. I'm an alpha male on beta blockers. I'm a non-believer and an overachiever, laid back but fashion forward, up front, down home, low rent, high maintenance, supersized, long-lasting, high-definition, fast-acting, oven-ready and built to last. If the major religions all have bombs eventually, it will go into private ownership. You're going to have private A-bombs. There's a lot of uranium running around. There's a lot of fissileable material running around. There's going to be plenty of bombs. So I figure corporately, I figure the first company to have one in this country will be Disney. The Disney bomb. And if they're anything like we did in our country, they'll put Goofy in charge of it.
Right. Okay.
It might be Dumbo now or Dopey. I don't know which one. It's one of the Disney characters. Now, if there's a Disney bomb, it won't be long before there's a Time Warner bomb.
Right.
I'm probably called the Time Bomb for short.
Okay.
Walmart will have the bomb. They'll buy it from China, naturally. Home Depot will build their own bomb. Apple Computers will have a bomb that's really easy to use. And Nike will have a bomb that's built by Asian children who make $10 a year.
Hello there. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night. By any chance, are you into wine enemas? Yes. Change me, Mommy. Let's get busy. Not so dirty. I crave seduction. I smell halibut. Can you help me make a decision? Sensible slacks or a skirt? I find an enema clears my mind. I prefer red wine. I prefer red wine. Yes, red, in a box, warm to the touch. Oh, yes. I want to sing. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. I'm a diaper enthusiast. Use the good powder, please. Have you no desitin? No bad touch, please. Time for lovin'. Goodbye and goodbye.
It's great. I'm looking at you. You are green so you could hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh, that was right where you wanted it.
Oh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that? You're a little monkey woman. You're lean, and you're mean, and you're not too far between either, I bet, are you, huh? Would you like to wrap your spikes around my head?
I couldn't hit a fairway all day. I just couldn't hit a fairway all day. And I tried to go to my bread and butter shot, which is just a big baby carved slice on 18, and just get it in the fairway.
I'm afraid my coach.
And I missed it left. And was still okay. Wasn't too bad. I just can't believe I couldn't par the last hole. That just, it really stings. You know, I as a kid, dreamt of winning this tournament. I came out here and worked so hard, so many days. Hadn't made a bogey all week, and then bogey the last hole. I can't believe it. I mean, even a bogey would have gotten me in the playoffs. And just can't believe I did that. This one hurts more than any tournament because, you know, I had a one. And I came out here a week or two ago in the evenings, just spending the evenings on the last four holes, thinking that I would just need to make four pars. Some, you know, there's a good chance that if I could just make four pars on Sunday, you know, I could do it. And made a good par in 15, bogey 16, and doubled 18. And so it just it hurts because I had it, you know, I had it in my grasp. And
think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of, and you have to do right by the child, and the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Thank you. I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get
a nice, cool gun. We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
I like to cook, try to cook, and I like to clean. I clean, and I'm obsessive like that, and I like to, if I watch TV, I do watch The Home, redoing the house, whole thing. And I get into, like, redoing my living room and the baby's room and all that stuff.
So do you clean the house by yourself?
Yes, I have a maid that comes once a week, but she slacks a little bit. But,
I were to come here and ring the doorbell by surprise, I could
cleaning.
Get you vacuuming, doing the toilets?
Doing the laundry, everything. Mm-hmm.
See, there's a side of you we didn't know.
Oh, honey, that is the real me, honey.
I picture there's housekeepers around here.
No, I mean, this house is so big, I have to have some help.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, I don't know how you got that call through. I gotta answer. I'll hang up on this guy. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years because of call identifying. You'd think that the morons were gone.
You know, I apologize. That it was a shock. Yeah. I was apparently not cued to the beginning.
Started in the middle.
Yes, it did.
I can't imagine the golf press corps was that amused at Phil Mickelson.
Only four more shows in the studio with things that are just not working.
That is so sad.
Not working correctly.
Yeah. That is so sad.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you're all busted up about it.
I am. You know me. I get busted up against about anything. I'm an emotional guy.
Let's just forget that this was not queued up.
Yeah,
we had to re-queue.
We have call identifying.
Let's put it back in the machine.
We haven't gotten a call like that in years.
You know what? We can clean this up in editing, right?
Sure.
Since we're on such an incredible delay, we can just cut this part out of the show, and no one will even hear this.
That's right. You know what?
What?
You only have till the end of the month to cash in on the madness. That's not a lot of time.
What are you talking about?
I'm just doing a Buzz Burbank commercial impression.
Okay.
You only have till the end of the month to cash in on the madness.
And now,
that's not a lot of time.
Now the tape.
Okay, we're back. So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's religions. And there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him literally, practically eating his own BM while he's listening to the Don and Mike show. And I was wondering if you think this is healthy.
I have to have some help.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
I don't know how you got that call through. I gotta answer. I'll hang up on this guy. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years because of call identifying. You'd think that the morons were gone.
You know, I apologize. That it was a shock.
Yeah.
I was apparently not cued to the beginning.
Started in the middle.
Yes, it did.
I can't imagine the golf press corps was that amused at Phil Mickelson.
Only four more shows in the studio with things that are just not working.
That is so sad.
Not working correctly.
Yeah. That is so sad.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you're all busted up about it.
I am. You know me. I get busted up against about anything. I'm an emotional guy.
Let's just forget that this was not queued up.
Yeah, let's
had to
pretend.
Re-queue.
We have call identifying.
Let's put it back in the machine.
We haven't gotten a call like that in years.
You know what? We can clean this up in editing, right?
Sure.
Since we're on such an incredible delay, we can just cut this part out of the show, and no one will even hear this.
That's right. You know what?
What?
You only have till the end of the month to cash in on the madness. That's not a lot of time.
What are you talking about?
I'm just doing a Buzz Burbank commercial impression.
Okay.
You only have till the end of the month to cash in on the madness.
And now,
that's not a lot of time.
Now the tape.
Okay, we're back. So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's religions. And there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him literally practically eating his own BM while he's listening to the Don and Mike show. And I was wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, I don't know how you got that call through.
Call through?
See, that's where we picked it up.
Okay. Hang up on this guy. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years. Because the call identified. You think that the morons were gone.
Well, there it is. There it is from beginning to end. There you go, for God's sake. Try so hard to make it seamless. Try so hard to be the Betsy Ross, making the flag, and always, without fail, what either one of the stars or one of the stripes just falls right off. Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
That's East Coast time. Everywhere else, new policy, look at your watch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Hello.
We'll start today with Cool and the Gang.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You know, I'd really appreciate it. Just be whack with your microphone off. You did not dance.
Oh, how can you say such a thing?
Glad you enjoy it.
Very.
It's bile inducing.
We have totally different reactions.
Tom's got a reflux.
Comedy, thy name is Spiewak Dancer. He moves so gracefully for a large man.
He'll keep doing that, and I'll do this. And well, he had to stop. He got tired.
Hello.
What did he write down, Mike? What did he write down?
I'm like a pit. What the hell does that mean? He just wrote Gladys Knight in the pit.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like a pit.
Yeah.
He's like a Gladys Knight in the pit.
Like Gladys Knight in the pit.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. What do you think? Is he good?
Pretty good.
Right.
Pretty good.
What do you know? You're a tape. You're not a real person.
Ta-da!
There he is.
He's mentally retarded.
Hello.
How's
your Bill Nicholson Heimlich maneuver?
Dancing.
My dancing is great. I'm like the pips with the Gladys Knight.
You're like the Phil Nicholson of dancing.
No, she's a maker good of song. Like the Mennonite train to Georgia. She's a good of song. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Donna Rose. And all the ships at sea.
Hi, Mom.
They love cooking, cleaning, and redoing.
Yep.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Yep. Said, hi, Mom. It could have easily been hi, Dad, with tranny daddy, Donna Rose. And, well, you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Monday. 06-19-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded. Buzz is the only one to pass the test. Here you go. Here's your phone number. 877-365-3636. Or you can try 800-636-1067. For a limited time, only four more shows. We'll be able to use the time-tested 202-432-1067. You've been listening to us at our flagship city, WJFK, Washington, D.C. Let me see those phone numbers. Oh, yeah, we're on the Internet.
Right.
Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Just click on Listen Live. It's right there on your speakers. If you want to email us, go ahead. We don't read them. Always an enticement that I think brings in more mail.
That's true. The fact that we don't read them.
We got a guy. It's his only job. Read them. Load them up. Try to make a free throw.
Because they're all junk.
Anyway, it's email at donandmikewebsite.com. And if you have the iPod, we're on iTunes. You just go there and go to talk radio.
Right.
And you can download it. And there's a thing on our website where you can get a segment every day. And then there's another one on the Free FM website.
Collect
you,
them.
You get something else.
Save them.
So many things going on.
Trade them with your friends.
Swap them with your friends.
Right. Yeah.
And you can put them in any crazy pose you like.
There we go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'd like to say happy birthday to Mike.
Well, yeah, that's not appropriate.
It's
not his birthday.
You've hexed it.
It will be in a couple days, and my son was born on the same day. I've been trying to get through for 7 years on your birthday, so I figured I'd call early.
I hate this place. I've been here 7 years. Nothing
no one likes this place. Right. 7 years. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, friend. Thank you, trusted friend.
Bye, buddy boy.
The fondness there.
Bye, birthday buddy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, like talk to them about.
You're talking to them.
Oh, okay.
Here they are.
Here they are. And you know what? Can I tell you something about them?
They
take unscreened calls.
Do they?
Yeah.
They do.
Mm.
They do. When the phone rings, you might just be on the air.
Okay.
Okay then.
Now, what did you want to talk to them about? Let's do the pre-interview.
With screen you.
Alright, well, I saw a 4-hour-long version of the Poseidon Adventure starring Steve Guttenberg. And
okay.
That was quite humorous.
And who do you think would appreciate that more, Don or Mike? Because
I think that would be Don. Don liked making fun of Steve Guttenberg more.
Alright, so should I put up on the screen attention Don or attention Mike?
Well, attention Don, because I also have something else to add to it as well.
What is the thing you have to add to it?
Trouble.
I found out that on the show Veronica Mars, Steve Guttenberg is the mayor. He's the best.
Your phone seems to be dropping
That's
out.
A shame.
Hold on just a moment, just so I have this straight. You want to speak to Don about Steve Guttenberg?
Yeah.
Okay. And anything you want to say to Mike?
How you doing, Mike? How's it going?
I mean, when you get on the air.
No, not really.
Okay. Hold on a second, please.
Someone will be right with you.
Okay.
Mike will find that unacceptable.
All right, so right now he just can't hear us. Now, did he figure out, do you think he really knows that it was us?
Probably. Well,
yeah, I thought he might have clued in at the end.
Yeah.
You think so?
By now, I think.
But I don't know.
Well, he's still sitting there.
I haven't a clue. Good afternoon.
It's Hugh Hamilton.
Hasn't happened in years.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey. Hey, hi, you're on the air.
I'm just warning you, this is bad cell phone day.
Hello.
Nobody's cell phone works today.
You're on the air.
He's gone.
No, he's there.
Well, but it's but his phone is tanked.
I know. I would bet you a sack full of nuts that he did not even have a clue.
I don't think so because he thought he was
just getting back on the air with
when
us.
When you put him back on the air.
On in the first place.
When you put him back on the air, I did hear him say, "Hey, Don," like he had been prepped. So that would indicate that he didn't know. Mr. Dimash.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
How are you guys?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to thank you, fellas, so much.
Why?
Well, I've been driving to work right by you guys to Fairfax Honda. I work in the service department, and every day I got to be there at 6:30. Takes me about a half hour. I listen to the opening of your show, and I just love you, fellas.
Oh,
what do you do in the service department?
Everything, Mike.
I'm an administrative assistant, basically.
The proper answer would be, what do you do in the show? Anything you want.
So, are you the only woman in a male-dominated garage area?
It is very male-dominated, but in my area that I work with mostly girls. All the cash.
Like the Isle of Lesbos.
Well, there are two boys working, but yeah, they don't really count. They're pretty feminine.
How much is it for a lube now?
Oil and lube?
Just a lube.
Just a lube.
Fellas, we'd have to take you in the back of the shop for all that.
Take in the back of the shop?
Right. We wouldn't.
I don't like it back there.
All right. Well,
I just want the front part lubed.
First place I go.
You guys are great. I'm so happy.
Who's the hottest chick at the dealership?
The hottest chick. Well,
got to be you. Right?
You know, some say that. I don't know. I don't know how
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Huh.
Come on.
I hear you guys asking it all the time. I would have to say...
Come on, big buck.
Come on, baby.
Come on, no whammies.
Come on, baby.
I don't know.
Oh, no, don't say I don't know.
Some would say Pam Aniston, but you got to imagine her with a brunette, and they're real.
She has big, huge breasts.
Natural and brunette.
Real breasts?
Yes, and blue eyes.
Or as Arnold Schwarzenegger would say, real breasts.
Nice.
Nice.
That's right.
Are you a pig? Pardon my...
Well, she just said she's a pig.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
No. The answer would be no.
Many times big breasts are either a woman with incredibly big breasts.
They're not. But the question would be, they're not sloppy big breasts, right?
They're not that sloppy. No, no, no. I'm still pretty young.
I heard the word chink in the armor.
Not that. Yeah. Oh, hi, it's me, the chink in the armor. Today's chink in the armor is the word that. They're not that droopy. Bye, everybody. It's me, the chink in the armor.
What do you mean they're not that sloppy?
They're not sloppy, fellas.
Give us the vitals.
I'm sorry, the vitals?
Yeah.
I bet you're beautiful. Tell us your stats.
I got a 36D cup.
Ooh, 36D, that's like perfect.
It's impossible to defy gravity with that.
Could we, all right, very good. Could we use your ass as a cocktail table?
Yeah, we'd have to get a fake ID, but that would work.
That's a confusing question. You have to explain it to him. That can be big enough to be a big cocktail table, or it can be firm enough where you could just, like, eat olives off of it.
Is your bottom big enough that if you bent over on all fours, that we could actually put our beers and drinks on your bottom using
all four of us,
using your ass as a cocktail table?
Wow. Well, if that's what you really want, it would be my pleasure.
But it's not that big, is it?
My ass, no.
How many glasses?
Did you say that on the radio?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Repeatedly.
How many?
You're up at Fairfax Honda?
Yeah, I'm about to drive right by your
You could just come by.
Yeah, stop in.
Or you could literally come by us.
Come in and let us look at your ass.
Please.
Oh, but I'm in my work clothes.
That's okay. All the sexier.
Some of us like that.
All right, I can't stay long, fellas. I'm already late for work.
You don't have to stay. We'll give you a nice little prize.
Where do I park?
I'll park on the upper level. Right next to the brick building.
Yeah, right. Look for the big CD.
All right, I gotta call my boss, but I'll be there.
Okay, we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
See ya.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
She's not coming.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
She's not coming, Don.
I'd say every chance, she's hot.
Yeah, I think so.
I'd say that would be a city bet.
Hot and a biker chick kind of
fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
We're going to have a look at those nails.
You know, I bet she works in the office.
Of course.
I bet she's got the nice...
You ever see our computer keyboard?
The nice nails. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Don and Mike, as well as everybody.
Hi there.
I love you guys' show. I'm a new listener out here. Sorry.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Rob, you don't like him already.
No. I know what it is.
I don't like Rob.
Is it the... Your guys's?
Yeah, it's an instant
business. Oh, sorry, you blew it.
Your guys's is akin to the much-hated whatnot.
Right. Anyways, out here...
No, you don't understand.
Anyways,
you don't understand. You've been disqualified.
Hello there.
Hey, what's up?
Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hi. I was wondering how you guys, how your Father's Day was.
Hey, thanks for the lead. We'll be discussing that.
Why do you?
How is your Father's Day?
I gotta talk low. I'm at work.
What do you do? What kind of work do you do?
I work at AT&T.
AT&T. Why don't you put your boss on the line?
Are you a male or female?
I was gonna accuse of being a female. I'm a man.
You're a man.
Are you a young man?
No, 35.
35. Are you a little guy? Little bitty guy? Little tiny man? Little
five
bone?
59185.
So if you work at AT&T, which is, I'm guessing, telephone, telegraph.
That's right.
I see that for Buzz, who still uses the telegraph. Then why don't you speak up? You're in the communications business. Speak up, boy.
I'm not supposed to be on the phone.
Why? You work for the phone.
You're not supposed to.
Like
you're not supposed to make any calls at all at work. For a phone company.
I'm allowed to make calls, but not these kind of calls.
What exactly do you do? What exactly do you do for AT&T?
I process bills.
Bills. That's encouraging.
Hey, Don.
Check your bills every month.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I was wondering if you went to church yesterday.
Don. Did you go to church yesterday?
No, it was a no-show.
Oh, man.
So that wasn't...
Why, was it a good show? Did I miss a good show?
Well, I enjoyed myself at church yesterday.
Really?
How so?
They asked cautiously.
What did you do?
It's just a good church. And, has really good music, good band.
Good band. Good band, man. Good wine.
Where do you sit in relation to Don's seat?
Where are you calling from?
Sacramento, your favorite place.
Oh, thank God. Like 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
3,000
He was watching you.
Oh, my. Now we're going to get Mike and Rob doing the Sacramento dance. Now, see,
I love you dancing like this, boy.
This you like?
This you're born to do.
When you're dancing to,
oh, that's a,
when you're dancing to the disco melodies of Kool and the Gang.
Such a naughty dance.
And Mike.
Oh. Hey, that's new.
Yeah.
That's a new move.
Thank you very much. If we ever really were able to discuss the various moves Mike brings to the table.
Did you pick that up on Soul Train?
There's many.
there's
many different questions I'd like to ask. For instance, you know, I mean, on some level,
yeah.
How does it go from this to this to...
Do you know what that was?
This.
Do you know what that was? Can I walk you through the steps?
I followed it.
It's the finger in the throat.
I followed it.
Causing you to vomit into your hand and throw it towards the caller. That's exactly what that is. Followed by... Now, the move before that was the old pleasure move.
Yeah. Okay. You're constantly revising.
See, because there was the farmer's knot. Did you see the farmer's knot at the end?
Here's where it was a little lost in translation. The pleasuring move was followed directly by the licking of the finger.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I thought
it wasn't the licking of the finger. It was the finger down the throat.
Ah.
Yeah, well, either way, it was something in your mouth.
All right, I can take you through. It always starts the same with me.
It's all about excretion.
Deep knee, bend, and point.
And point.
Right. Turn around and pleasure, 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 till complete, and oh, on the collar. Then immediately make the move into
fingers down the throat.
Fingers
down. Hold on.
Yeah.
Got to stop you.
This is the new move.
At one point, are you using the listener as a jar?
Yes. Yes, the move prior to the finger down the throat. What, this move? Slow
motion. I'll slow it down for you.
It's like this. Let me slow it down for you. It's like this. Watch the face. Don't watch the gesture. Watch the face. The move is... And then it's like...
It's like that. You're a faggot.
No.
What he is pantomiming is a money shot to the face.
Mm-hmm.
That is apparently
one man's interpretation.
Well, no, hold on. That's what he just described.
Well, I was fooled initially too, but now he's explained that they're really two separate moves.
The pleasure
followed by the gagging.
Let's not get hung up on that move,
boys. No, hold on.
And incidentally, you're all late to the party. I've been doing that move for a year and a half.
I know that.
That's a standard move.
I just discovered that you work it and then you know.
Yeah, that's when the eyes get wider because it's like this where you go. Look what happened.
Because you want to watch it.
Well, no. Now, you see, you're going to make it. This is...
You're overthinking it.
Let me make sure you understand the spirit of the Sacramento dance.
Hold on. Just answer one question, and I'm out.
Let me explain myself. You always hold on when I want to explain myself and free myself from these gay shackles.
One thing, please. Does your seed end up awesome?
Everything... Let me make this clear to you.
Will you just answer that yes or no?
No, I'm not. Listen.
Mr. President, just please
you're
answer.
You're being like Sam Donaldson here, and I'm just trying to.
There she is.
Answer that.
Lady's coming in. That's her, isn't it?
Answer that yes or no,
everything.
Please. Does it end up on their face?
Everything that comes out of the body is directed to the Sacramento callers. Everything. Let me show you the morning move.
Here.
This is first thing in the morning. Right? Let me show
Hold
you
on.
This.
Mike, I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. Yeah. They've called from K Street. We need to move on.
Oh. Really?
We'll
yes.
Fine. Just let's move on.
They wish we would move on.
Is that my fault?
For being a faggot?
No.
I don't think so.
What is that about?
We can't discuss what we were just discussing.
So game, set, and match. Bang, now I'm shut out. Let me show you the early morning eye move.
Okay, so that's where you take your eye wax in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing sexual about that.
Right. We always called them eye boogers.
Hello?
I'm here.
Are you still there?
So did you get all that, caller?
And got all that.
Happy Sacramento Day to you.
You do.
It's a very, very weird dance.
Scary one.
Yeah.
When I hear you, when you put it that way, they call from K Street.
When did the lawyers get on radio?
Makes me want to go to my car. That's very frightening.
Uh-huh.
That's very terrifying.
Well, they monitor the show, Mike.
Yeah, no, they do.
We were fine. Trust me. I'd love to ask you more questions about this. I'll bring it up later when they've forgotten about it.
Incidentally, I've been doing that for a long time, though. You just seem to get it. You just seem to understand it. You ought to watch the Sacramento dance a little more carefully.
The light bulb just went off. Oh, money shot. Yeah.
Is the lady here?
Yeah, shall we bring her in?
Yeah, bring her in. Sure.
Very good. Like a good time. We were just talking to a second ago, the grease monkey.
Well, she works at an automotive shop.
She works in the garage. The gearhead.
She's a chick. She works in, I think she's at the parts department. Was it Fairfax Honda?
Fairfax Honda.
Give them a plug.
Good afternoon.
Here's a question I bet you know the answer to. Have you ever done a commercial for them, Buzz?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Oh.
You only have till the end of the month.
Ah.
On the madness. There she is.
Virginal.
You're lovely.
Wow.
What did I tell you?
You know what? Wow.
It was 50-50.
Well, it was 50-50, and the good 50.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you guys?
That is just, you know what? That is really, we get so many phone calls that we don't trust.
Right.
When somebody says they're good looking.
Now, why didn't you tell us that you're so hot?
She sort of did.
You have to be the hottest woman there, right?
Hi,
nice to meet you.
She smells good, too.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, this is not anything that I expected. I expected kind of, if she was going to be hot, I expected hot biker chick hot. That's what I expected.
No, you're hot. You know what? You're like, have you ever heard Sandra Bullock before?
I like that.
Yeah.
That's...
And your eyes, you got like Elizabeth Taylor eyes, too.
Wow.
Well, do you have any tattoos?
No tattoos.
No tattoos?
Good girl.
She's tattoo free.
Good girl. Clean.
Oh, my
spleen. Really? You got F me eyes.
Wow, thanks.
So you work with a lot of mechanics. You got
Hi there.
Isn't that nice? You got mechanics on one side.
Right.
And we all know what mechanics are like. And then you got the car salesman on the other side. We all know what they're like. Mm. So, I mean, that's got to be a little
They got to be all over you, right?
I'm dating one of them.
You're dating. Ooh.
Are you dating somebody on the sales side or the mechanic side?
Sales.
Oh, mistake.
Yes.
Mistake. Never trust sales is one step away from management.
Wow.
Sales technically is management.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Wow.
How long have you been dating the weasel?
Just a couple months. It's just dating.
Just dating? Not anything really serious yet?
Trying to take it easy. I'm leaving for college soon.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
18.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
18.
I want to guess 23 or 24.
A dangerous guess. Well, you're very lovely. You're very pretty. I mean, actually, I think you sell yourself short with the Pam Anderson thing. Yeah, a little bit. I think Don's accurate with the Sandra Bullock.
An 18-year-old girl, pardon my being blunt, should not be going out with a slimy car guy.
He's not slimy.
Well, see, the car guy might be that age, too. I mean, aren't the car guys young nowadays?
He's a little older than me.
How old is he?
24.
Okay.
No, you date a boy. Don't date some guy who's out there trying to, you know, get people into a... Well, never mind. I'm sure he's not like that. I'm sure he's totally above board. Yeah. All car salesmen are above board, just like all radio salespeople are totally above board.
God bless them all.
Just watch
and they're
out.
Radio salespeople and car salespeople are interchangeable, too. They actually can, you know, do the same thing.
You ever seen your boyfriend crawl on his belly like a reptile?
No.
Does he have forked tongue?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Does he shed?
Shed his skin every 6 months?
No.
Do you ever stroke his tail?
Not yet.
Are you enjoying your time here?
I'm loving it.
Have you had to clip his hoofs?
Never.
Have you had the opportunity to meet one of the, what I would describe as biggest pitchmen for automobile dealerships in Washington? Mr. Buzz Burbank, right over there.
Hi.
That's Buzz.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's Buzz.
You.
See, he gets his own little studio over there.
Very spiffy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sort of.
Very spiffy.
Very spiffy, yeah.
So how long have you been with the dealership?
Last August.
Oh,
right. And I've been listening to you guys every day since then. Dad grew me up on you guys.
Oh, you got to mention that word.
Okay. Now we feel old.
And he never told you don't drive there?
You got to mention Dad.
No, but every day. And then they're shifting me to the new 2 o'clock shift, so I'm not going to be able to hear you guys for the summer.
Oh.
But that's why I called in, and I'm so happy I got to stop by.
Well, same.
Yeah, well, just stop by anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Stop by anytime.
Absolutely. We've enjoyed it. You've really made the opening segment.
Howdy, neighbor.
You really have. Have you said hi to Rob?
It's a pleasure.
I do.
Look at him. Isn't he the oddest looking man you've ever seen?
Not at all.
Isn't he really? Did you know this gentle giant? If he was to show you that... What's your motto there, Punisher?
Oh, the Punisher? After I love you, I have to hit you.
He's all tongue-tied.
I couldn't remember if it was him or her.
He is all tongue. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to while you have the opportunity? You have the microphone. Anybody that might be listening that you could say hi to right now?
How about Slimeball Slicky Boy?
Would you like to say hi to him? Bobby, are they listening up at the dealership?
Bobby Billy Joe, whatever his name
some
is.
Some people from the dealership probably are listening. Hi, everyone from Honda. Fairfax Honda. Guys.
Has he ever had you in his house and said, what's it going to take to get you into this bed?
That's is that the car dealer
yeah.
line?
Yeah. What's it going
to take? What do we have to get you in this bed today?
Is it wow. is it awkward dating one of the sales guys there?
Not really.
Not really?
One of the girls is having an affair.
Ooh, well. Oh, dear. Okay. All right. Okay, that's a legend. That's a legend.
That's probably not true.
I bet if it was true, it would be with a salesperson, though, right?
Major.
Right? Major. Right. Major.
Oh. And you like working there?
Yes, I do.
I think it's probably in your best interest right now that we part as friends.
You are it's terrific. Ben. What is yeah, your first name again?
Layla.
You open up a lot of doors.
Wow.
You do. Hey, come here. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You got guts, Layla. You do. Yeah. Thanks for coming into our Den of Sharks here. Did you enjoy your time here?
Loved it.
Good. Can we give her some kind of prize? Do we have anything from the plastic prize closet?
Oh, of course we do.
Thank you, Layla.
All right.
Oh, here you go. Hold on. Hey, Layla. Layla?
Yeah.
We're going to give you the DVDs, 100 Rifles.
Wow.
You're in the Navy now and Compulsion.
Oh, she'll like
you, fellas.
Maybe there's something in there she'll like.
You're also entered to win our grand prize Father's Day DVD 10-pack, even though Father's Day was yesterday.
Right. Very good.
Great.
Many of these Father's Day films are brand new to DVD and include great features. They make a good, great gift for any dad.
I'm sure.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you, Layla.
Thanks, bud.
Bye-bye. You got me on my knees.
Wow.
Layla. I beg you, darling, please.
We don't do that very often, where we just say, come by, and very, very interesting. Notice how all of a sudden now our reptiles have come out of the cubicles. Do you notice that? Jonathan stroking his chin.
Everybody walking around. Oh, there's a hot chick from a car place in the studio.
And what level do you think that's on? Do you think that's on just the level of woman in the studio, or is that the level on potential client as well? Or maybe client that's already on the air.
Not a client, I don't think so. No, that's,
woman
that's
in the studio.
Simply him attempting to be the sexual predator he is with his big, stupid Sherlock Holmes pipe.
Westmoreland.
We've got this sales guy.
I'm going to take a stroll down the hallway.
With my wife.
Guy looks like he's about 18 years old, dresses like one of those movies where the dad and the boy have to change places.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And we think he is really the super secret horn doggy of the radio station.
And seriously, this dick walks around with a, I say that affectionately, mm-hmm. with a sure. with a big Sherlock Holmes pipe.
Right.
And one day he parked in my spot. And it was no big deal.
Right.
Somebody hipped him to it, and he moved the car, and he came upstairs, and he said, I am so sorry. And I said, Jonathan, don't sweat. It's not a big deal. He said, a bottle of wine, perhaps? One of your favorite fine cigars. What can I get for you? You know, the Doogie Howser standing there.
He is.
Wearing a suit that his dad gave him. Man. But I think he's out there.
Yeah, he appreciates the female form, and I think that's why he's out there.
I think he probably gets a lot of stink.
Yeah. He's got a beautiful girlfriend.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
You still. Well, even though we confirmed that when she came to the party, unless he paid for it.
Yeah. Haven't we always theorized that she was an escort?
The only thing that made me question that was the picture matched the woman at the Christmas party.
It did match.
Yes.
Was it a professional headshot that was ripped from the internet?
Or was it photoshopped?
Right. But he was just so nonchalant walking down the hallway just now. Methinks I'll take a stroll.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hourly rates printed on the picture.
All I know is there's a lot of people at that car place right now that are going to be very, very nervous.
Yeah. We kind of had to table that conversation.
Yeah, sure did.
She was very young. You know, that could have... Now, unscrupulous broadcasters would have had names and addresses.
Someone in upper management.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good luck, Layla.
Hello.
Do we broadcast in Ursa City, Maryland?
Yeah, we do.
What channel?
Do we broadcast in what?
Channel 5. In Ocean City, Maryland.
Ocean City.
Channel
5.
No, it's 96 Rock.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We love you, Batman.
DJ Batman.
All right.
DJ Batman. Okay, we'll get a break here because that was nice meeting one of our listeners, lovely Layla.
Yes, very lovely.
When we come back, and of course, you know, she's in here with us, who's the only guy that got at least the comment, Buzz.
Yeah.
What did she say about his outfit?
She had a nice compliment about his shirt, and then She got the salutation at the end. Did you know? She said, bye, guys, and then turned, bye, Buzz.
Of course.
By name.
I'm over here separately, so
specifically
I required a separate farewell.
The studio was spiffy.
That's not a lot of time. You like me. Nice.
That's right.
Well, I do have some Father's Day weekend stuff to tell you about.
Buzz is going to be late for his Filipino wedding. Hi, Layla.
Either that or he's going to go see his friends in the cartel.
And then a swing shift for the cab company.
Then it's off to Paris to negotiate the truce.
Little white shirt. Little white shirt.
Little white shirt. You only have till the end of the month to cash in on the madness.
Little white shirt. Little white shirt. Little white shirt.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi.
Not a speck of dirt on the little white shirt.
There you go.
Little white test shirt. Should know that that is. I would fess up. It's a song that Ron has been working on for I don't know how many months.
Well, only when he wears
you can actually modify it.
Little tight white shirt. It's almost too many words, though, Mike.
Yeah, little white shirt.
Because it's almost like little red Corvette, you know? Little white shirt.
That's what I kind of did it to, little red Corvette.
White tight shirt.
When I walked into the studio today, right before 3,
right.
I was out there draining the main vein. Yeah. I walked in the studio, and I heard these two guys just going, little white shirt.
Little white shirt. Well, I'm glad I amused.
Well, you don't amuse. It's not amused, Buzz. It's all out of jealousy. You got to know that.
You know, if you go in little red Corvette, you can go
little white tight shirt.
No, or little white tight shirt.
Yeah, you could do it.
Yeah, but I like little white shirt. I mean, from what I've heard, and now you've added more lyrics. What was the line about?
Not a speck of dirt on the little white shirt.
It's been little red Corvette since he did it. I changed it to little white. As soon as he did little white shirt, and then I did little white shirt.
You know what? This is like Lennon and McCartney getting together.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you the melody. Okay? You get the melody.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you're Paul.
Yep.
However, Rob being John,
and
his villain, you're going to have an untimely demise. Do not stay in the Dakota.
Right.
He came up with the entire
lyric.
Little white shirt lyric.
Right.
And the two of you.
So what's that mean?
That means
I gotta throw out tight.
Yeah.
So just little white shirt.
With little white shirt. See, that way on the label, it'll say
apples.
Spiwack. Right. Spiwack / Omera.
Featuring Billy Preston.
And someday Michael Jackson will own the rights to that song.
Yeah.
Damn it, it's inevitable.
And then, but he'll have to sell them because he touches kids.
That's right. And then I'll get divorced from a peg leg lady.
And then I'll buy more shirts.
Tight white shirts.
Tight shirt. It can be white shirt if he's wearing a white shirt. If he's wearing a tight shirt, it could be little tight shirt.
Yeah.
How tight is that shirt?
That one's not tight.
I really have to say, I'm going to
get another one of me in here.
I've really not weighed in on the tightness issue of your shirt today.
That's one of his larger ones. That's an XP.
Extra petite.
That's an XP. He is swimming in that one today. It's an XP.
You know, I'll jump on him when he wears his goddamn hippie tunic or his Simon Cowell t-shirt.
He gives us something to talk about every day.
I like that.
Right. I would not consider that the Rob little white shirt material.
I just felt like singing.
He's had littler white shirts on before.
Oh, he's had many smaller shirts.
It does look like I'm going to a Filipino wedding.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Author?
Agreed.
Thank you.
Good job, Paul.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, John.
No problem.
I don't know why we're making all these comments about his bloody clothing.
What happened to her leg?
I don't understand. What do you mean she's been in pornography? Hey, that means there would be naked photos of you in bed with the widow, of which we do not speak, to set off the alarm.
Oh, and the cover of our Two Virgins album.
Gotta get back to the phone. I fancy myself a sheep herder. I think I'll raise some sheep.
Oh, and by the way, congratulations on not really being dead.
Thanks, I appreciate that. And I'm 64 now. Yeah, oh, and goddamn, how many TV and radio stations were all over that yesterday? Today, Sir Paul actually fulfills a dream and turns 64. Yep, wrote that when he was just a pup. Just a poop. Just a little poop he did. And now we sing Little White Shirt. To booze.
Booze.
Paul McCartney's comeback. the song Little White Shirt.
Little white shirt.
Thank you.
Filipino wedding.
How are you anyway, Buzz?
I'm doing great.
It's a lovely shirt.
Thank you.
It's a very nice, and at least you wear something different every day.
Comfortable shirt for
very,
us.
Very, very unique.
No, unlike us. We wear the same clothes.
Crap every day.
No, literally, we wear the same clothes.
I have noticed
everything.
That.
Socks, underpants, shirts. We wear the same clothes every day.
It's a requirement.
What do you mean it's a requirement?
It's a rule. We have to wear the same clothes every day.
There are lucky clothes.
I've been for 20 years.
We've never had a bad show.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we have a bad show, we'll be allowed to change our clothes.
Absolutely. But only time when we have a bad show, we'll be able to change. Or when someone gets a tick. Other than that, we're screwed.
Like a nervous tick?
No, like a real tick.
Oh. No, like the kind that we're worried about with John Norman with his headlights.
There it is.
What did you say?
Lyme disease.
Lyme disease.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
L-Y-M-E,
mm-hmm.
Not like lemon lime.
No, lime, L-Y-M-E, bad for you. Right?
Not good.
Not good.
Little white shirt.
It's flowing on you, Buzz. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. I like it.
What size is it really? Seriously, what size?
I think it's medium. I don't know. I'll check during the break.
You know what. Check right now. What
I'm
going to
guess it's medium. I don't know. I can't.
Look at the label.
Well, maybe it's you and me. Yeah. Do you ever put anything on you don't know the size?
No.
I can't see it.
But, Rob, would you just go, this is not too clear, would you go look at his label?
Otherwise, I'm going to have to strip.
Otherwise, he's going to have to strip.
And check out the maker, too. See if it's Anne Klein.
Anne Klein, too.
Of course.
Here's the answer for Robbie.
Ladies size 4.
What is it?
It's a medium. Medium.
Made by?
Did not see him make.
Oh, you did not?
No.
You
know. It smelled like hemp.
Made it myself.
It's a Woody Harrelson.
All right.
I grew this shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, medium. That's a big shirt on you, Buzz.
It is. Well, you know, the sizes are meaningless now.
Yeah.
Why? Because all of my shirts are medium, and they don't all fit like this, as you know.
So your sizes, I mean, you don't have any smalls?
No.
Really? Okay.
So what about your Simon Cowell shirts?
Those are mediums.
Those are mediums.
Yeah. Oh, the myth is destroyed now.
Yeah.
All mediums.
Mm-hmm. He's Mr. Medium. All mediums.
Not extra small.
Child's medium.
Baby cat.
Baby cat.
Well, if you want the fit.
All right, hold on. We got to do this. We'll be back with Buzz. More about Buzz and his shirt.
The whole show is going to be about Buzz's shirt.
Yay!
We'll be back. Number 15 Arbitron rated the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
I still am in shock that I did that. I just can't believe that I did that. I am such an idiot. This one hurts more than any tournament because, you know, I had a one. I think the biggest reason why this is so disappointing is that this is a tournament that I dreamt of winning as a kid, that I spent hours practicing, I mean days, countless hours practicing, dreaming of winning this tournament. Came out here weeks and months in advance to get ready.
Oh, Phil.
And had it right there in my hand, man. It was just right there. And I let it go, and it's, I just cannot believe I did that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Phil. He's still very upset.
Poor guy.
Wow.
Broadcasting from a studio made entirely of chocolate, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, someday we will be. Here we go with the big Father's Day weekend. Mine started with a bit of payback from my dentist on Saturday morning. I had missed, I think by their count, 3 appointments in a row.
Okay.
So they had me Saturday morning at 7:30. You know, which is the first appointment of the day.
Not the best way to start a weekend, I would imagine. No.
Got to get up early, get there, and he gets me under the thing, and the things are in my mouth, and it's at that point. But I realized, really, that no matter what kind of week he's had,
right,
good, bad, or indifferent, this is just going to be his chance to let some of this stuff out.
Okay.
And it was, and rightly so, I was in the chair for about 90 minutes. He did just a myriad of things to my dog teeth. And
it's hard to control toothpaste.
And it was all peppered with comments about what a bad patient I was for having missed the last three appointments.
Wow. So he was personally offended that you had stood him up on three previous occasions.
Yeah, he was, and his whole thing was that it wasn't him, it was that I was neglecting my dental health,
right.
and how dare I, and they called.
Let's have a look at that mouth.
He takes it seriously, and he really enjoyed the chance just to lecture and to let me know he was mad.
Yeah.
There was no TV being turned on.
Aha.
Wow.
Well, I hope you've learned your lesson.
That's your favorite thing about that, isn't it?
I actually said to him on the way out, I said, you know, it's a good thing you're a good dentist, because really when you didn't turn the TV on, I said, that's the reason I'm here.
That's your number one feature.
He's got flat screen TVs.
Porno, right?
Yeah, all the stuff you like in the Sacramento day. And you put the little iPod things in your ear.
Right.
And if he needs to speak to you, he just pulls one out. Otherwise, you get to watch TV.
You know what would be really bad is if he transmitted his message to you over the iPod headphones.
Yeah, lecture you through that.
That's some sort of transmitter.
So, were we on June 11th? That was 11:30. 11:30 scheduled time. What time did you call? Oh, that's right. 11:05.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was guilty of that.
So. Yeah, are you a little? I think you've said it before. You're a little dental phobic.
No, I am, and everything's fine. I just don't like them digging around. And
did you get scraped at all? Did you get the?
Yes, I got the total scrapeology.
You hate that, right?
Okay. Here, I love it because it's good to have your teeth cleaned.
Yeah,
duh.
Right.
It's good to have your teeth scraped. What I don't need is, and I only got this because I had missed a couple of appointments, mm-hmm. I don't need to have the hook shown to me every time. You understand when you're lying there?
Show it to you?
Yeah, it's like, he goes through and it's like, well, look at that.
Look at what you've done.
Yeah, oh, okay. I don't think that's appropriate.
Thank you. Well, he was pissed. I mean, not really pissed, but he was pissed.
Yeah.
If he was really mad, though, he'd drive that hook into your gum.
Yeah.
Which they can do
if it was personal.
Either if they're angry or sometimes when they're just not paying attention.
Right. No, he was good. So anyway, that's how the weekend started for me, the big Father's Day weekend with the dentist with reason. Dentist with reason. And really, 90 minutes.
Do you have to go back?
That's a while.
Of course I got to go back. Of course I got to go back.
Oh, I know these things.
Of course I
do. I'm not in the chair. I'm not in the office.
He couldn't finish everything up in just one visit, Mike.
Did you have cavities?
Because I missed three. Nope. No cavities.
So what do you have to go back for?
Got
to
go back and have a bridge back here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. How many teeth?
Just one.
One?
Just one?
Where they, and a bridge is where they hook one on the good tooth and
something like that.
Right.
But it's something that he was just too busy to do Saturday.
Sure.
Because, you know, and I got a lot of that with the arms up in the air, too, you know. Listen, I'm telling you, it's Saturday. Ooh. Guy turns into Jackie Mason. It's Saturday.
I can't help you.
I got too much to do.
You got problems with that mouth.
Jackie Mason wouldn't clean teeth on Saturday.
He would work good at church on Saturday.
That's it.
He would do, Robbie. God. Absolutely.
So you have, does your dentist do the cleaning for you? Is that how it works?
Do
you have a separate lady that
no, the dentist?
The chick came in, and then he came in like to follow up. Mm-hmm. And when he followed up, it was like, huh, well, it's a good thing I'm here with my big space-age binoculars to see every piece of food that you've eaten in the 3 weeks since your last appointment.
Do you have a good hygienist? Do you like your hygienist?
Would I like to bang her, or?
No, the question was, if you want to volunteer that, I just wanted to know whether you, you know, thought she was good and
pleasant.
Did a pleasant, yeah.
She's very nice.
The place where Rob and Buzz and I go, we have a Wiccan priestess for a hygienist.
No, she's very nice. There's not all that stuff like you guys have with, like, practical jokes and stuff.
So, yeah, you've never been electrocuted when you've been there?
No.
Costumes, okay. Gags,
yeah.
Those kinds of things.
No, novelties. I always get a happy ending from her.
Well, there you go. You
know, she's doing the scraping?
No, afterwards.
Simultaneously?
Afterwards.
Oh, okay. Afterwards. That's the best way. Mm-hmm. It's not as fun when they're doing the scraping and they give you the happy
ending. And I hope that gets back to her. She really, she's a day, she's maybe 60.
Ah.
Well, hot, though. Hot.
You might like that.
I keep telling her she looks like Shirley Jones.
You're lucky to have a dentist that's open on Saturdays. That's very cool.
Never
very
heard of
very convenient. I haven't heard of it either.
It's a great way to drum up
business. Good.
He's had his office open for years. Frieder, Bart, and I all went to see Dr. Bruce first name, Bruce, on Saturday mornings.
That is very convenient.
Yeah, it was good. So that was the beginning. Now let's move on now to the actual Father's Day weekend, because there was a couple of things. Oh, and before I start, I was looking on our fan site a moment ago. Lots of people writing lots of nice stuff about you going out there on Friday. I think I mentioned this last week, that there is at least one thread devoted to, is what I'm saying true when I discuss my life or the weekend or stuff? And, you know, just like when Frieda was alive, same thing, yes. 90% yes. There's one a-hole who's got a thread up there that I just want to address for a second. When I went to NASCAR, when was that? Last weekend?
Last weekend. Wasn't it last weekend?
Right. I mentioned that we had gotten inside behind the garage or the pit area and found a car and had gotten by the car and had the picture taken. They'd thrown us out. Well, some ass, you know, writes, I'm going to just paraphrase,
right,
and I know he's just trolling for attention, writes, you know, where's this picture? This whole thing is made up. I know the NASCAR rules, blah, blah, blah. Frankly, if you want the picture, and I don't mean this literally, you're going to have to break into my house. Mm-hmm. See if you can follow the rationale here that I guess I got to explain to some people on websites. My girlfriend works for a company that prominently sponsors a car,
mm-hmm,
in NASCAR.
All right.
When I came back and talked about my adventures over the weekend,
right,
and talked about being in the tent with them and in their little suite,
which is known as the Viagra suite,
and secret death, and mentioned going back into the pit area and stuff. Here's a surprise: she got a big, gigantic pile of crap thrown on her by her boss, who said, "We don't need that publicity.
Mm-hmm.
We don't." And trust me, even if you put a picture of me just in the car, you'd know what car it is.
Mm-hmm.
You'd know what car it is.
I understand.
So, you know, eat me raw with a flavor straw, okay? There you're on the intro net,
mm-hmm,
okay? Believe it, don't believe it, mm-hmm, but, you know, eat me. Just eat me.
I want to say that you told...
I ain't in the business of lying.
Yeah, but you had to be careful telling that story, correct? I mean, you had to... You told a story to all of us in the office that was a slightly more detailed story,
right,
and you know, and I know there's stuff that you had to leave out, so I don't know why somebody's obsessing on it.
Well, it's just one person on the website. I like going to the website, but occasionally I like just calling people out. And if you've ever got a problem with anything that I say, well, don't be a pussy and write on this fan site. Call. We got 18 lines. They're wide open. Now, let's get to the rest of my weekend. Because
yeah,
I spent all weekend writing this down and scripting this down.
Okay.
Because incredible things happen to me.
Here's the skit.
Okay. The weekend goes like this. It was very sweet. It was very nice. I had a wonderful Father's Day.
Good.
My girlfriend, let me preface this by saying the story... ate diapers. I mean... A box as big as
huge,
like the huge TV would come in.
Tremendously
right,
generous move.
And then, you know, goldfish. They like goldfish. Well, she bought the goddamn thing that's going to last until kingdom comes.
Right. Well,
and don't forget the milk.
Big like carton, milk carton type,
yeah,
thing.
Right. Don't forget the milk, and don't forget the fruit, and don't forget the chocolate milk, and don't forget, mm-hmm, the juice bars and the juice boxes. And
wow.
Don't forget the yogurt squirt things. And don't forget. I mean, like, oh, yeah, yeah, my head is swimming. She's like, oh, and I went and I bought bedding for the aero beds for the little kids. I said, what did I use when they came before I knew
what
you?
Right. What did you use?
I don't care.
Just some sheets.
Some sheets.
Just some sheets. Well, she went out and bought fitted ones for the aero beds. I mean, really just incredible. And I know that we've had a lot of discussion off the air about vacuum cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Joe's in here.
Joe loves his.
Bought a Dyson.
Right on.
Bought a Dyson this weekend.
Did you really?
You can see the dirt.
I didn't. She did.
Really?
I mean, I'm paying for it.
Well, I got one, too, because of Joe.
She called me up. She said,
Joe, that's two vacuum cleaners that you're responsible for selling.
Your future is in sales, as Fountains of Wayne-like singing. You got a future in sales.
And also, I'm sure, the fact that... He vacuumed this morning, and also the fact that they were on sale at Costco.
He has a Hoover.
He does have a Hoover. He doesn't have a Dyson.
He's a salesman. He drove you to another company.
Well, right, but they were on sale.
So she calls me from Costco, and I think she's just picking up a couple things for my daughter.
You're aware, though, of the vacuum that she bought you. That, I mean, That's a big ticket item. That's a big, big ticket item at, at Costco.
She had like a coupon together. It was $100 off.
Incredible.
So anyway, I got to pay her. It's not like...
I know you got to pay her, but it's still, it's hauling. It's just the hauling. You don't pay her for like moving expenses.
I know. I try. Trust me. I spend most of the day on Saturday. Like, just, I'm amazed that you did this. I'm just, I'm amazed.
That is amazing.
So we had a very nice Saturday night. She brought her dog over. Now, this is where the problems start and end this weekend. I have two dogs. She has a dog.
Right.
Okay? Her dog's a puppy. My dogs are old. They have snapped at each other before. Clink has really snapped at her dog one time. So I said to her this weekend, why don't we just try to integrate the dogs a little bit? We'll find like a common area, and we'll put them together. And if not, I got a big enough place we can rope them off, put some in the backyard, put some in the front yard. If it's too hot outside, we'll put them in separate rooms. They'll be okay. Well, it doesn't go real well because, well, frankly, her dog started it.
Naturally.
But
you're not biased, though.
But she said her dog started it because her dog remembered when my dog snapped at her. Her dog, which was 3 months ago.
Sure.
And I said, I really don't think that your dog remembers, you know, and that got me sidetracked the whole discussion about how a dog's brain is the size of a pea, and they...
An English walnut.
That's right.
Okay, same difference.
Depending on the dog.
Same difference. I just don't think that this dog can process the fact that, hold on, that's a dog that snapped at me, so I'm going to snap at him. I haven't seen him in months.
Don't you think, though, a dog, like, you know... We adopted a dog one time and had to take it back to the pound because it wouldn't literally come out of the dark corner. It was so terrified, and it was actually, you couldn't have any interaction. The dog never came around. And I theorized that this poor dog, and I felt bad about taking the dog back to the pound, that this dog had been horribly abused.
Right.
And don't you think that they remember the way they're treated a little bit, and that's why they freak out?
Okay, thanks for taking her side.
But this was just one incident, and it was 3 months ago, and they don't see each other that much, I think.
But anyway, they're not getting along together.
I don't mind taking her side. She filled your house with stuff all week.
Didn't I say she was great?
Yes, you did. Hey, don't be so defensive.
I'm being like you.
No, don't be defensive. I'm saying that her theory, the dog might remember that.
Okay. Excuse me. Warren, who's that? Who's that?
Jack Hanna?
No, Warren Epstein, is that the guy that's on the Today Show? Guy with a big, long face?
You mean like, the guy that's an animal lover?
Dog lover?
I don't know.
Anyway, no, I love dogs, too.
Sure.
But let's get to that later about the relationship between dogs and humans, because that's an important part of what happens later.
I just think that's why Beluga hates me.
So they are, the three dogs are roped off in different parts of the house. We've got her dog in the living room, and he's got the sliding glass door right there where he can go outside if he wants.
Right.
We've got my dogs barricaded in another part of this house. They go outside if they want.
Right.
For my money, everything's going pretty good.
Perfect.
Wake up on Sunday morning, come downstairs. Now, she's very nice. She's very sweet, my girlfriend. Oh, and I should say, also, like, of course, it goes without saying, I got a wonderful card and gifts from Bart. And for Amy, you know, that's standard.
That's great.
You'd accept that. I mean, you'd understand that. I accept that as a norm. So I'm not going to point out, you know, that Bart got me a very nice card or what he got me or Amy. But my girlfriend got me a card. And I said to her, now, you know, we've not had children. This is really, she said, no, well, it's because you're a good dad. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
So it says daddy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Got a little weird.
Okay.
Open it up. He says, Snoopy, just for you, blah, 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 blah. Well, what she did was she took each of the dog's paws, actually got them to put their paw
print
on the card, and she actually sketched around. There's my dog, Clink,
the big dog.
That's his paw. Then there's my little dog, Max's paw, that she's drawn and written his name by. And then over here, this is her dog.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus, that's a puppy?
Big puppy. Yeah, big puppy.
Damn,
puppy.
Man, that's a big paw.
And then it says, Daddy, we love you very much.
Oh, that's nice.
So from the dogs.
From the dogs.
From the dogs.
Okay.
And I said to her, that's
kind of cool.
I said, that's very nice. This is about at 8:30 yesterday morning.
Okay.
I said, that's very nice. Thank you. Went, sat down, finished having my coffee, looking at the paper. She was standing over by the sink, and I hear the... Are you crying?
Yes.
Why? Why are you crying?
Because the dogs don't get along together.
I said, the dogs will get along together eventually. There's no need to flip out about this. I said, what? Are you still focusing on the fact that one of them snapped at the other one yesterday?
Yes.
So she's into her dog.
Yeah, way into her dog. Yeah. I mean, almost too much into her dog.
Okay.
But,
yeah, I understand.
She is the way that she is. Mm-hmm. And she's very sweet.
And they really can't be in the same room together, right? The dog?
No, they can't. Although I said to her.
Because there are lots of dogs like that.
But, well, at least not yet.
Right.
I mean, I said to her, I've only been dating you for 6 months. You know, you've only been over my house with your dog like a couple of times.
Right.
You got to give them time to get to know each other. But she was just, you know, we went through the whole, like, you're really crying. She's like, yes. You're crying because the dogs don't get along? Yes. It's like I said, stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about. Really? So then she stopped crying.
You learned that from Rob, didn't you?
You didn't say that.
I said that. Yes, I did.
You stopped crying. I'll give you something to cry about, all right?
But that's when I said it like that. Like, I wasn't mad. It was
right.
Like, I'm holding her by the shoulders. This don't fall apart on me here.
Right.
Really, I swear to God, this part, this is not worth losing it over.
Right.
So we have a very nice day on Saturday.
Good.
I actually took a nap on Saturday afternoon. Gray woke up in time to watch Phil Mickelson's Screw the Pooch.
Right. Sunday, you mean?
Yeah, Sunday. Right. I'm sorry. She made me a very nice meal. Then Sunday night, last night, uh-huh. It's going to be just the cherry on my weekend. Going to watch Big Daddy Shaq. So, 9 o'clock, game time. She says, at this point, her dog is down in the basement. He's barking a little bit, but that's okay because he's a dog. My dogs are outside. They're barking a little bit. That's okay. They're dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just she and I sitting in the cave, and they're starting with the stuff, and I'm saying, oh, look, there's the announcer for the Heat with the big nose that I was telling the guys about.
You're excited about the big game.
So this is the part that I hate, but, oh, you know, in a way I hate it, but I love it because the game's coming on. God damn, I wish it would start sooner. She said, can I go get my dog and bring him upstairs? Now, at this point, I should have just been honest with her and said, no, I just want to watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to F around with our dogs.
Right.
But I said, because it's at that point in the relationship, I said, sure.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do nice stuff, too.
She's done wonderful things.
And she's done all this great stuff for me all weekend.
Right.
So I said, sure.
You thought at the time, though, the dogs probably would maybe have an issue.
Well, what I did was I took the German Shepherd, my big dog, Colonel Klein, and I put him outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I locked the door so that he could not open, because he's big enough to jump up on his hind legs and push down the door and open the door if he wants to. So I put him outside, and it was just my little dog, Max, with her little dog. And here's how it went. We were sitting on the couch in my cave, watching the beginning of the game, and her dog, she had him by the collar because he wanted to just go everywhere.
Right.
And he was just doing this.
Kind of a low growl.
Just like he's exploring. He wants to be let go.
Yeah. So he's sniffling.
To find out what's going on. She's trying to restrain him, while at the same time, she's like patting my shoulder like, you know, aren't you having a good time watching the game? Well, this is... And my dog is doing the low-level...
Just not liking the other dog being there.
I mean...
A little growling.
I think it's, you know, very hard to hear, albeit very hard to hear, but still it's there. So this is going on for maybe the first 5 minutes of the actual game. Now, I've waited an hour and a half for the game to start.
Right.
It's finally really on about 9:20. And Miami, to start the game, is getting their ass kicked. Dallas is all over them.
Right.
It's like 11-5 or something. And it's at that moment that I think it was her dog. Well, no, it was her dog. Went, and my dog, my dog goes, and I stood up and I said, whoa, that's it. That's it. Over. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, stop, stop now. Your dog, downstairs. My dog, outside. That's it. No dogs. And I mean, I really lost it. I said, we're treating them like children. They're not children, they're dogs.
Right.
They're dogs. Downstairs. Outside. Let's go. Let's move it. She said, you're right. We'll do this. Now, as she was taking her dog downstairs, I was going to the front door where Colonel Klink, because he had been locked out, was standing on his hind legs, scratching on the front door, wanting to figure out what was going on inside.
Right.
So while she's bringing her dog downstairs, I go to the front door, open it up. Klink comes in barreling in like a big, gigantic moose, like, to the rescue. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And meanwhile, my little one is just running around. And I looked at my dogs and I said, this is BS on top of BS. I said the word.
Yeah. You're speaking to your dogs.
Speaking to my dogs.
Meaning, what is this to mean? Is this to mean that all dogs should be outside?
No, what I meant by this is that it's BS. I love my dogs.
Right.
But it's BS to base my life around if my dog is totally optimally happy, because my dog is happy sniffing another dog's butt,
right.
Eating poop. Laying on his back, chasing his tail.
So you're saying this is BS because you're dealing with these dogs, and you should be enjoying your game.
I'm dealing with dogs like I'm dealing with children, right?
Right.
And I'm looking at them like, it's not their fault.
Like they have to be amused.
It's not their fault, and it's not her dog's fault either.
Right.
So I don't realize this. She hears me say this. This is BS on BS. So she goes downstairs with her dog, and she does not come upstairs for 30 minutes. Now, at this point, I figure, well...
So she's basically consoling her dog?
I don't know what she's doing, because I'm finally watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm getting...
Where are your dogs at this point? Do they settle down and sit with you in the room?
No, my dogs are outside.
Well,
so this is quiet.
They're outside, so it's just me and sitting in the room by
all
myself.
Right.
And about a half an hour goes by, and she comes upstairs, and she says, how you doing? And I said, first thing, I said, I'm sorry that I yelled. I said, you ask me all the time if you're overloading me. I said, that's the only time that I feel overloaded. I mean, she worries because we're in a new relationship,
right.
And, she'll go too fast or whatever. So, but she's very cool, and she's great. I said, no, that stuff doesn't overload me. I said, but, what I want to do is just watch the goddamn game at the end of the day, and I want to just sit down with you, watch it, just have a drink, have my cigar. I don't want to have Dr. Doolittle's, Noah's Ark in here. I said, I feel the same way about my dogs as I do about your dogs. I'm not saying your dog is bad, my dog is good.
Right.
They're animals. Let them go outside. Let's sit in here like humans.
And so then, she understands this?
No, that's when I got the second. She said,
oh, dear. Oh, see, she loves her dog.
She said, I think that we'll just pack his bag and we'll just go home tonight. And I said, oh, that's a good idea. I said, it's 20 till 10. You brought your work clothes. You go on right from here to drop the dog off.
Again, it's always the dog.
To be dipped or something for fleas. What? I'm not making that up.
Right. To be dipped in milk chocolate.
Yeah, so she's got to go dip her dog, and then she was going to go right to the office, right? So I said, that's smart. You bring your work clothes over and everything.
She's upset.
Yeah, she said, it's just, and I said, I don't believe this. I said, you're going to make this about, I said, they're dogs. I love them, but you're treating this like a person. Please, just put the dog downstairs. I said, what's the worst case scenario? Dog takes a crap on the carpet. We'll clean it up. Big deal. Let's just enjoy some human time.
Right.
But this entire exchange, talking through this, took real time, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we were standing in the doorway to the cave.
Uh-huh. Hey, wow, the game's going on.
Yeah. And I'm really in this intense discussion with her. And we talk it through, and she's not crying anymore. And everything is cool. And I turn, and I cannot mask. I know the look on my face, because I turn right and say, okay, so are we cool? And I made sure that I said, no, I'm sorry I yelled.
Right. Have you paused the game, or is the game...
No, it's just going on. I've said, I'm sorry. She said, I'm sorry. I said, okay, it's been a long week, and let's... Blah, 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 blah. Okay, mwah. Okay, good. That's good. I turn around, and I, see on the bottom of the screen, Heat on 15-0 run.
Who?
And it's like...
Miami's come back.
I turn, and I go, Christ! It's almost halftime! And she says... I turn around and look at her, and she said... I ruined the game, didn't I? And because I'm stupid,
uh-huh.
I said, yeah, you did. And then I just...
And that was the heat of the moment.
And I said, no. You didn't ruin the game. You didn't ruin the game.
Is that three tier sessions?
But I stopped the third one. The third one we
stopped. You nipped the third one in the bud?
I got the third one without the tears. Because it was like, please don't cry. Please just watch the last 2 minutes before halftime. Don't cry. Just sit down. Just sit down. Happy. Dogs are fine. Everything's fine. Everything's just fine.
Yeah.
So, got up this morning, and much as you would expect, things went smoothly. I mean, she's a businesswoman. She's got her own career. She was up. She was out. She was dressed. Boom. She's on her way. I get a call about 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
I see it's her. I think, oh, I wonder what's up with her. I go, hello. And she says, you know my new car? I said, yes, the car. She just bought herself this brand new car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I just ran into a guy.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So I said, boy, that's a tough spot for you.
Well, I got so long.
And he went back to Regis.
I gotta go write some jokes and make up some stories for the weekend.
Yeah, right.
So if I was you, I would call AAA, honey.
That was a good made-up story you told about the whole weekend.
No, I did what I could to help her out, you know, which just involved me saying, you know, would you like me to call you a tow truck?
Well, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, she goes, way too far away.
Make the arrangements.
And... Well, just one more thing from the weekend. Oh, actually, this is something that I was reading about and talking about with her. About, oh, because my daughter is flying in this weekend to spend some time with me over the holiday, we're talking about what a pain in the ass it is to bring little kids through an airport.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
And then I found this. Now, did you know this is true, Mike? This is from the Washington Post, of all places.
Okay.
BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport, whatever they call it now in Baltimore.
Yeah.
BWI Airport.
Yeah, the one I'm flying out of, yes.
No, it's nothing bad about the airport.
Oh, good, okay.
However, you might be interested to know, I think you deserve this deal. Do you know that they have a list of people that they allow...
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second.
I know what you're going to talk about, right?
Right. This was originally the Baltimore
and
Sun.
And it sucks.
They have a handful of officers... Ready 24 hours a day, should any celebrity need help getting past riffraff in the airport.
Celebrity,
now,
in quotation marks.
Now, who uses this service more than anyone?
Who?
Cal Ripken, honey.
Understandable. Sure. Cal probably have a tough time getting through Baltimore Airport.
You bet.
Cal goes from his car to his plane in less than 7 minutes. He does not go through a metal detector. He does not get screened.
Come on, this way, Mr. Bass.
He does not have to wait in line. He goes, and literally, I mean, when his car pulls up outside to drop him off,
right?
They walk him through a back entrance, and they just put him on the plane.
Right. This is, even though, like, major Hollywood stars out at LAX go through the regular security.
Yes, they do. Correct, Mike. That's it. Let me see. What about people waiting in security lines that are paying for this perk? This is unheard of. They asked LAX. Everybody has asked for special treatment. Brad Pitt has asked for special treatment. He has been told, screw it. Stand in line like everybody else.
Right.
So anyway, as far as I can tell, Baltimore appears to be the only airport in America that has celebrity walkthroughs.
But the thing about Baltimore, you mentioned Cal Ripken. This is used by, like, state legislators.
Oh, sure.
This is used by nobodies that get the same kind of treatment.
I brought this up strictly for you. I read this, and I thought about you.
Right.
I was sitting there reading this with my girlfriend, and I said, you know what? I know Mike is flying out of BWI.
Right.
And you are right for your trip with your girls, aren't you?
I am indeed. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
But I think you have to be on a pre-approved list.
Well, I think that if they're listening,
yes.
and God knows, hey, we have proof they listen to us up at BWI.
If they're willing, I'm willing. No problem at all. Yes, sir. I'll be there bright and early. Let me through the special line.
You wouldn't have to get there early. That's the beauty. Can you imagine if your flight left, say, at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Right.
And you rolled up out front at 9:30,
mm-hmm.
and you had cops that just took you and carried your bags Right to the plane?
How sweet would that be? You know, I don't have experience flying out of BWI. I will be, over this next couple of weeks. The thing is, I am very pleased. I have to use this opportunity to just say, I think the people at Dulles Airport, for the amount of people that they have to process, do it probably better than any airport in the country. And so it's really... And I, the last time I flew, which was Memorial Day weekend, it was so crowded, and I still think they processed it beautifully. I think they did a fantastic
job. Well, if they're listening to BWI, his name is Michael Merrill.
It will fascinate you.
He'll be traveling with his beautiful daughters.
Yes, I will.
Probably with his young, shapely girlfriend.
Not on the way out, Don. That'll be on the way back.
Either way.
She's a working lady. She has to work very hard.
Please allow Mike and his ladies, his children... Based on the plane.
Based on the weekend, I'm just glad she's coming with me at some point. Thank you very much. Must have been in the water this weekend.
Oh, with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was, we had our ups and our downs. We had some tense time. And like you, this morning, it was everything was wonderful. It ended, the weekend ended better than several of the middle parts of the weekend. You know, the new me of the open, honest, telling you, every detail?
Yeah.
We've been together over 2.5 years, and, there are some issues that we're dealing with right now.
Sit on that for a moment, Dr. Mm-hmm. Phil.
Yeah.
come right back and put you on the couch.
Okay.
Joe says he's
found... I need it.
Joe says he's found a guy who works at BWI. Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
This is Wayne, the limo guy. I picked up a couple people from back there from BWI. One of them was Ray Lewis. They come through there, and your boy, Bill...
You're right, Buzz. Is it something with the atmosphere today?
It's the time of year for sunspots. It's June, I think.
Mike, it's 3 inches. I use the odd human. I make for a great forecast.
Yeah, it's called Signature Aviation. They come in the back way, the back door.
That's private air.
See, that's a private, yeah.
That's private.
All right. Hey, I gotta go. My wife's calling me later.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
I just got off the phone.
That answers the question. I'm ready to get my special treatment now.
Mike, what if they put you on the list, but not your daughters?
And that would be
Catherine,
wrong.
Catherine and Elizabeth will be waiting in the security line. Please take your shoes off.
That would be wrong. Why?
Girls, don't talk to anybody.
Daddy I'll just
see you on the plane.
You know, the difference is my daughters travel better than I do. My daughters have a better attitude about it than Daddy does.
Daddy, don't get so upset.
Well, Sean, they don't drink before the flight, do they?
Yeah, that's what I do. I sit there in the bar with my daughters. That's the problem when I'm with my daughters, I'm sober.
Can't you have the little Dexter Manley bottles?
No, don't do that. You know, I will have, if we get on the plane and there's a beverage service, but as far as the old, the pre-flight, I can't do my pre-flight when I'm with my daughters. You know, even I have my limitations.
But
Daddy's going to have his third scotch and soda. Time to go to security.
Stand by, we'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such nature films as Earwigs, Ooh, and Man vs. Nature, The Road to Victory. In a few days, our eggs will hatch into nestlings like these over here.
They look awfully hungry, Mr. McClure.
They sure are, Billy. In nature, their mother would regurgitate food for them to eat.
That's gross.
It sure is, Billy. It sure is.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Retarded Human Shield. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's us. We're just waiting for this thing to re-cue.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
There it is. Oh, and this timely reminder, tomorrow on the show,
yes,
it's Bobby Mailman Day.
Yay! Just get it in. Harris puts it up for the win. Oh, no good. And Miami wins again to take a 3-2 lead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So where's the series now?
Now, last two games in Dallas.
Okay, wow. So and it's going to go to 7 now.
I think Miami will win on Thursday night.
Okay.
I'm mm-hmm. good about that. Anyway, Bob Millman, who made a bet with me last week about just an individual game, mm-hmm. Heat versus Dallas,
right.
lost the bet. We'll be here tomorrow outside the station in a sandwich board. On one side, it will say, I love white people.
Yes.
On the other side, it will say, honk if you love white people.
Bobby the Mailman will be having a fantastic time.
Oh, yeah. Are we giving him a microphone?
No.
Rob.
No, you asked Rob.
Now why? Well, because the whole rule was 4 hours and he doesn't get to say anything.
Oh.
That was part of the bet.
I would like to hear him say, I love white people, though.
Can we put him on a cell phone?
Is that part of the bet, though? Will he say that? Will he go along with that?
We'll figure it out tomorrow. Right. We'll figure it out tomorrow.
Because he does.
Plus, we've got a bullhorn. And we can always get a microphone out there.
Sure.
Can't we? I know Tony wouldn't have a problem with it.
Tony loves to work.
Would you have a problem with that, Tony?
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Tony's very glad we're leaving this building in 4 days.
Goodbye.
He told me as much.
Please leave. He told me to. Every day with something new, yeah. Either something's broken or we need a microphone outside.
Something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Michael. Michael.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
I want to know about your weekend. And the little girls in your man's life.
The girls in my... What is it?
The men in my little girl's life.
Men in my little girl's life.
Yeah, well,
there aren't any except for me right now. I mean, well, I guess Catherine's got a guy that's a friend that I met that seems like a nice boy, but she's not dating yet. She's not doing that yet. My weekend was Father's Day, E. I had a wonderful weekend with my daughters. I picked them up on Friday night, and we actually enjoyed the weekend. We had a good time. However, Saturday morning... Maybe I put too much into it, but I kind of thought that the weekend should be all about, you might find this really amazing.
What?
Especially with my philosophy of doing for others as I would have them do for me.
Right.
I thought it should all be about me, and I actually got up Saturday morning, and I got up so early, I think I got up at about 6 o'clock, and I was so excited, I wanted the day to start. We were going to go out on the boat with the girls and my girlfriend, and I really wanted to go early, because there's one thing I know about where I keep my boat. If you're there after 12 noon, you're there, it's rush hour. And everybody's there, and it's crazy. And people that do this, at least around here on the Potomac River, they go out on the river late in the day. So I wanted to get down there early, and unfortunately that didn't work out that well. Elizabeth and I were the only ones up. Everybody else was sleeping. It was kind of
frustrating.
It was frustrating. And then I think when I complained about it, and Carla said, well, I need to take a shower, I'm like... Okay, I know you need to take a shower. And she said, well, it's my weekend, too. And at that point, I know.
You didn't want to hear that, though.
I didn't want to hear that because it was Father's Day weekend, and I was a little bit frustrated.
It's not her weekend.
But it's Father's Day weekend.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's Father's Day. Sunday, actually, just one day.
Buzz, excuse me.
Yes?
Let me just speak on behalf of those who are not shooting blanks.
Actual fathers.
When you actually plant the seeds, trust me, with all the crap you go through as a dad.
Yes.
You deserve the 2 days.
Well, you deserve weeks, not just one day, but it's just one day.
But I think, do you think it should be an entire weekend, or do you think it should be one day?
Well, you know, isn't Mother's Day really always an entire weekend?
It seems to me that I was a little spoiled, and I wanted it to start when I wanted it to start, but I didn't communicate that with anybody, so I wasn't sure whether I communicated it properly.
Did you make them all wear party hats?
No, it wasn't like that. It was just that I wanted my day to be my day.
I know.
I did. I really wanted it to be.
Well, tell me then what? Are you looking for something?
No, I'm just...
Why is your hand in your pocket?
I know. I just wanted to... I don't know whether I wanted to... I want to talk about this. I'm not sure.
Now, come on.
Everybody goes through this at some point.
Mm-hmm. Come on, what was it?
Hmm?
What was it? It must be some pimple, right? A pimple on the relationship in some
minor
way.
It's that we've been together 2.5 years, and I think that what the main problem is that she wants what normal people at 25 would want, and I'm 47 this Friday, and it's the discussion that we had about a year ago, and now it's the discussion we're having now, and it's very frustrating.
Please elaborate.
What questions? Here's the way I'll handle this. I will answer any questions you have.
Well,
I will answer them.
Well, okay.
Because it's difficult for me to talk about this. This is a new me on
the
show.
Why? Okay, if you just answer my first question. Why did you bring this up?
Because I want to I want to be more open about my relationships. And I want to share things like you share on the show. I want to do a little bit more of that, but I'm not accustomed to it.
Okay. So, you are 22 years older than she is.
21 and change.
22.
You going to round off to the upper number, 22?
Rounding up.
I thought we rounded down to 20.
No, 21 would be honest.
21.
Mm-hmm.
21. What is the biggest thing that she wants to do that you don't want to do?
Have a child.
Okay, well.
But the thing is, I'm not sure.
Here's the thing.
And we've had honest discussions about it, and I'm not sure I want to be a Larry King. I'm not sure I want to do that.
The last time you mentioned this on the show,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there are things you say I do remember, and I do remember you saying, you said something to her along the lines of.
Hold on, I got to take his Xanax. Hold on.
No meds during the show.
I got it. Hold on. I got
when did we start that rule?
What?
No meds. Well, not for you, of course, okay. Buzz, but for everybody else.
All right, go ahead. Ask me anything you want to ask.
Christ.
It's probably for the best.
What, that I'm taking one right now?
Yeah.
I just really
They don't act that fast.
I mean, you won't be relaxed until it's time for the news.
Well, then maybe I'll talk about it some more, but this is very stressful for me.
Placebo.
Sugar pill?
We filled this building
okay.
with sugar.
So, what is it that she wants to do that you don't?
Well, I think she wants to have a child, primarily.
Okay, thank you.
And
now,
very definitively, she says this, but I also say...
Didn't you tell her the last time you discussed this on the air?
About a year ago. It seems that we had a serious discussion about it probably about a year ago.
I think it was less than... I think it was absolutely after Frida died.
Yeah, you're probably right. Right around less than a year. Well, that's right. That's about a year ago.
You were talking about more recent than that. When you had a really good weekend with her, and I was kidding you something about like be careful, and you said, "Hey, nothing's out of the question.
Nothing is out of the question."
We talked about it. You never know.
But you don't. But I do know one thing. I know where I'm at right now, and I know where I am at. And right now, I'm not sure I want to be. And I know Larry King's 100 years old, but I'm also not sure that I want to. Do that again, and I've been honest about it, but she's also a very normal 25-year-old who wants what a normal 25-year-old would want, but unfortunately it's frustrating for her because she's in a relationship with somebody who's so much older, and it gets difficult, and these are the things that come up, and I think really...
And she had the audacity to bring this up on Father's Day weekend?
It was probably last night. It was the end of
Still
the Father's Day.
Yeah, on Father's Day.
It was Father's Day.
Technically, yes.
At the end of the night.
Yes.
And it started going back and forth in a very caustic way, and we were kind of fighting, we were kind of sparring. And I think we sparred at each other maybe because I was, in kind of a mood with Father's Day, because it's that thing I talked about before with the whole guilt situation.
Right.
And then at the end, I said, if we keep arguing, we go back and forth like this. I said, what's wrong? Are you in a bad mood? No, are you in a bad mood? No, well, I think you're in a bad mood. I think you're uptight. I think you're uptight. But the fact is, we were both a little uptight. I think I was uptight because... of the aforementioned guilt factor where I had to pick my kids up, drop my kids off. And any holiday, whether it's their birthdays, whether it's Christmas, I've been down this road before. You got me to talk about it that one time when I talked about it. Feeling like it's frustrating when you're on Father's Day and you got to drop off your kids on Sunday night. And I didn't feel great about that, and I was a little uptight about that. I think that she probably felt the tension that I was feeling all weekend, and I was probably not all that easy to be around at all times. And then it got beyond that into where we had a serious discussion about where we are. And we will be, we're approaching, I think we're at the 2.5-year mark. And so, we've been together a pretty long time. And like anybody in a normal relationship, we've been very honest with each other about it. That's one thing I refuse to do. I'm not going to sit here and try to pretend that I'm not at a space in my life where I am. And she's the same way. She's also not going to look at me and say, hey, no problem, and, I can go on like this forever, because I don't think she wants to.
Right.
I think she wants what a lot of women, in her age group would want, that down the road somewhere she would want to have a family. And that's where we get to a point where it gets frustrating. And the only way we worked it out, because it got really tense, and the only time it worked out is when we started talking about it very seriously. And you know what? It's a drag. Because I know it's what she really, really wants. At least that's what I think. And I don't know whether it's something I would want. I also don't think it's something that I want to close the door on, because I don't know yet. But one thing I do know is right now, if you ask me at this moment, no, I'm not ready. I am not ready even remotely for this right now in my life. And it is, And then we got by that, and we moved on. And I think what I'm feeling today after Father's Day weekend,
yeah,
and what I woke up feeling, even though we were getting along great and everything is fine and we're going to stay together, is that, you know, if this situation doesn't resolve itself, you know, at a certain point, this might be really the end of our relationship, because it is such a significant way that people want to live their lives. I can't be so selfish that I'm going to look at her and say, you know, it's me. It's me, it's only me, and that's it. And I don't think that, you know, she should be expected to say, you know, if you're, you know, you have to have a kid with me or that's it. But unfortunately, if this is what two people want, it's a pretty significant place to be at, and, you know, yeah, it might not work out. So
that's true of anything, really.
Okay. That's it. But we worked through it, and then we said, you know, this is a subject that we're going to, you know,
yeah, you don't tackle, have to decide today.
Tackle somewhere down the road. And it's very sad. It's very frustrating, and it's very, because I really wish that I hadn't gone through a circumstance where I'm so afraid to, you know, to make that kind of a commitment to somebody where I couldn't just say, yeah, whatever, because I just don't think, I don't know, because I'm all squirrely from going through what I've gone through in my life, and I think that your past does influence how you look at your present, and it's very, very frustrating. And why are you, I'm waiting to see if you have anything to say, because this is on the couch. You're going to shake your head and say you don't have anything to say. This is not like leaving me outside with the listeners.
No. This is dangerous territory.
It sure is.
She's also picking me up at the station tonight, because we're going to a thing tonight. So be aware that you will perhaps have contact with her.
Well, we can all talk about it down in the garage.
Yes, we can all have a little group and chat. But you know what? The only thing I chose to do, and I think the only thing she's chosen to do, is be honest about it.
That's good.
No ultimatums have been given in this situation. No my way or the highways have been given in this situation. And this is very stressful for me. And I think that it's very, probably stressful for her as well, but you don't, you know, I'm not alone in this. I'm sure other couples, younger couples, couples closer in age have had these discussions before. And sometimes when you're ready for something in your life and another person's not, it can be, you know, it can be a deal breaker. I hope, I pray it's not, because I love this woman an awful lot. This woman has been so good to me and helped me through so many other aspects of my life. It makes me both sad and mad at the same time. It makes me mad and frustrated that because of what I've gone through, you know, and because of the reality of our situation, you know, that's where we are. Right. But that's it. And that discussion was probably all of 45 minutes last night. And I, too, was having that discussion during a game. I paused my Red Sox game. No, maybe I didn't pause it. Yeah, I think I did pause it on TiVo.
Sure.
So with that said, you know, I'm still with Carla. She still loves me. I love her. And these are the realities that we face. And I hope she doesn't mind me talking about this, you know, on the radio. But, you know, I do like to purge, because I don't do this enough, and I think it's been very good for you. So that's it. That's my, I don't think I left anything out. I think I kept everything in it. And you're going to say nothing.
Do you want my opinion, honestly?
Not with that look on your face.
No.
You're going to say something that's going to make me sad.
I'm not going to say, I swear to Christ, nothing hurtful, like not a joke.
Right. Okay. Sure, of course I want your opinion.
Sounds to me like your mind's already made up.
And it sounds to her like my mind's already made up.
Then if that...
But the fact is, I said, I don't want to lose you over this. I cannot say 100% for sure. And I said, you know, at a certain time, if this is so important to you, and I'm not there yet, I understand how you feel, and it makes me sad, and it makes me feel horrible about it, but I also understand the reality of that. And that's all that I can
say.
When
you say that, okay, you already set the plate. I mean, that sounds to me like you've already, that's why I hesitated to say anything, when you started from the beginning. It sounded like you're where you're at. We all know why you are where you are where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
We understand where she's at.
Right. Yeah.
You know? Either so you don't have kids and you live with Mike and you share Mike's kids, or...
She's wonderful with my kids, gets along great with my kids. But I can understand. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like this is something that's completely out of, you know, left field or something that's abnormal. And there's not like, you know, I'm getting any kind of ultimatum. I'm just getting really an expression of the way she feels and the way it's her feelings. And she's getting mine. And, man, it ended... Although positively, it ended with kind of, you know, it's right now something that I think we both have to think about, not right. necessarily tomorrow, not necessarily 6 months down the road,
right.
but at some point,
at some
really,
point.
You know,
but
we
not today.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, but yes, you do, because you can talk all you want about her biological clock.
Mm-hmm.
The fact I know you kid about it, but really...
Oh, Don, I would be able to father children until I was 80. I've already been screened for that.
Your sperm is not in question.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about is... And God, I'll sound awful for saying this. You know, I've had this discussion with my girlfriend. Unfortunately, it's not... You know, she's 42. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
And that's fine with me. And she's resolved herself to that. Mm-hmm. But I've said to her...
Makes me want to punch a wall sometimes.
I have said to her, as much as I love Bart, and since Amy's come back into my life, I love her. I love them more than life itself.
Right.
Jesus Christ. To think 20 more years? 20 more years? And I got news for you. When they get to be 21, in the case of Amy, 29, it doesn't stop.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It don't stop. And you're talking about going all the way back to the very beginning. And this time, you'd really feel the pressure to do all the crap you didn't do before.
Yeah.
You'd feel the pressure to go to every goddamn parents meeting. And
yeah.
Every goddamn... And I listen. It's you, it's not me. That's certainly my opinion.
Well, you know, you've got a reality.
Stated that.
You've got a reality of the situation that we're in. And that is the reality. And there's nothing I can really do about that. I can't change the fact that I'm going to be 47 on Friday.
You tell her she wants a baby. You tell her the same thing. Oh, my girlfriend. You're with a baby.
Well, she knows that already.
I said that to her.
I'm pretty sure I've established that. I've been together with my girlfriend for a very long time. I think she knows that right there. And you know what? It's so frustrating because there's no, you know, it would even be better, I think, sometimes if it was like, this is the way it's got to be, this is the way, and it's not like that because there's love on both sides, and it really, oh, gosh, it's frustrating.
Yeah,
it is very, very frustrating.
Okay, last thing. Sounds like she knows what she wants. Sounds mm-hmm. like you know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're both just kind of dancing around it.
No, you never know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not, you know, yeah. maybe we are, maybe we're not. I don't really know. I don't know. And that's, you know, that's the part that is very, very difficult. And that was how my Father's Day weekend ended. But it ended with an honest discussion about our feelings and where we are. And it's, you know, it's something that... it probably could have gotten heated. It probably could have gotten a lot more negative than it did, and it didn't. And I'm glad, and she knows I love her, and I know she loves me. And she's very good to my children, too, which is extremely important to me.
Of course.
It's very, very important for me.
Then why won't you give her what she wants?
Thank you. I knew you were going to do that eventually.
Why won't you give her a love child?
I haven't said I'm not. I haven't said I'm not.
I understand.
You know what you are?
What am I?
CTs.
Yeah. Maybe I am.
You're a child tease.
Maybe I am indeed.
You're a BT.
You're a baby tease.
I am not a baby tease.
Hi, Carla. I don't know. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
I don't think I'm the only person that's ever had that discussion. The only difference is that 20-year thing you mentioned. That's what I got sort of, you know, hanging
on. I'm amazed you'd have that discussion. Like I said, I love my kids more than anything. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? 20 more years of this crap?
Mm-hmm.
20 years of going to PTA, of going to Pinewood Derby, of going to every goddamn summer camp, of being the parent that has to go to all of the crap. Jesus Christ. No! No!
Yeah, but you've also had...
Speaking for me.
You've also had that situation in a total, complete way, which I have not had. So that's a factor as well.
Well, then
your life has been a little different than my life.
Then really, to cut to the quick, the truth of all of this is... If you trust her enough,
mm-hmm.
you'd, I mean, not that the two go exclusively, right. but if you were sure that you weren't going to get screwed over again, you probably would. Because you want the family unit to stay together.
Right. Yeah.
You would like a family unit that is not a broken home. But and it's no offense to Carla.
But the honest answer is, the real honest answer is, it's not that I don't trust her enough, it's that I don't trust me enough. I don't know. And that's the thing that, you know, you're saying, you know, you've already made your mind up. That's the one thing I have not made up my mind. I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
That's how it sounded. I mean, you would know better.
You know, I really don't know
how it sounded.
I really don't know. I would be, you know, if I really knew the answer to that right now, at this stage, if you said today, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that today. I also know that there are moments like, for example, when Carla was responsible for getting me together with my own family at Christmas time, which had been tough for me to do after all the crap I'd been through, where I said, you know, this is a person that is nurturing, loving, caring, and it's, you know, I said, I said, I should, you know, do this. We hadn't had the discussion at that point. It's an honest, open discussion. I'm sure, you know, just because that we have our age difference, it's not like we're the only couple in the world that have, you know, not had this discussion.
Not at all.
I think a lot of couples have this. The difference is, you know, I'm not Larry King age, but I'm also not, you know, I'm not in my 20s anymore. So it's, it's right. And I don't think that, you know, it seems to me that guys that do this, that there's a type of guy that has children late in life. And I don't know whether
you're that type of guy.
Raising, I don't know if I, and that's in my mind. Unfortunately, the type of guy that I see are these famous guys that seem to me that they don't really give a rat's ass.
I don't think you should.
Michael Douglas.
They don't.
Hi, how you doing? Hey, there's my 2-year-old. There's my 1-month-old. My older children? God, I forgot.
Exactly.
Gee, who are they? Hey, look at my cute kid I made.
Whether you're together or not, I mean, that's how I feel about that. I really do feel about that.
All right, doctor, we got a break here.
Thank you so much for the...
How do you think the session went, Mike?
Now that the Xanax is kicking in, I think it's going quite nicely.
I really don't think you should take that Xanax while you're at work.
I'm sorry. I did, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Mike, you're a grown man.
But you want to reach down my throat and take it out of my tummy right now.
I can't
but you're
stop
right.
You.
I didn't need it, because now it's going to kick in during the commercial break.
Of course it will.
I'm going to be damn funny at the end of the show.
But remember, now not so much drinking.
Yes.
For the rest of the show.
I know.
Just
I know.
For the rest of the show.
All right, take a bottle away, put it back in the office. I don't care.
Until you get home.
Doesn't matter.
Then you can drink.
Doesn't matter to me.
God's sake.
You're going to be fine.
Pull out. Or whatever it is you do.
Keep doing it.
Okay. For now.
All right.
What?
Okay.
What? I told you.
What? You said pull out. I said okay. What do you want? What more do you want from that? You want me to deal with that?
Is that the method you use?
Ah, that's where it's going with this.
Of course.
No. I have, in order for me to have a child, do you want the truth?
Do you wear rubber?
The truth?
Yeah.
No, in order for me to have a child, I would have to have a reverse vasectomy.
Come on, you're such a liar.
I am.
Do you wear rubbers?
Huh?
Or is she on the pill or do you wear rubbers?
We've been down this road. We've had this discussion before. We've had this discussion. You have engaged me in this, and you have remembered. You made too big a deal about it to forget.
Michael, I swear to God, I forgot. We are now discussing you having a baby.
We use the Catholic method. I've had this discussion with you.
I don't remember.
Go ahead. Now, do the exact same thing you did last time.
I swear to God, I don't remember.
Always the Catholic.
Whoa, hands up in the air.
No.
Waving back and forth. I'm very, you know, that's what we're doing. If, you know, if something happened, it would not, that would be, I would think that there were bigger powers about.
You should try what Carrie and I do.
What do you and Carrie do?
Total lack of intimacy.
And he's got two.
Yeah. Can't do that. Can't do that right now.
All right, Leaky, we got a break.
So I'll let you know, where we are.
Remember, all it takes is one drop.
I understand.
Just one tiny drop.
I've been to those classes. I've seen those movies.
You taught them.
I did. I taught them for a long time.
One of them little tadpoles?
Yeah. I actually pointed with the little pointer.
Get a little swimmer in there.
And I sounded just like Art Linkletter, too.
This is a very queer thing. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. And other than that, I had a great Father's Day.
Oh, good.
A very good Father's Day with wonderful gifts from both of my kids, where I had a little framed picture of Elizabeth, and Catherine made me a homemade coffee mug. So it was very good.
That's nice. And when you get home tonight, Carla's going to have new keys for you. New keys made.
New keys?
Yes, new keys.
Very good, yes.
New keys.
New keys and a new residence.
That's right.
No, I don't think that's happening.
The gift of relocation.
The gift of relocation. No, I love her very much, and she loves me.
Yep. I don't doubt that. Mm-hmm. And
what I expressed was the realities that I think a lot of couples face.
Yep.
Not a lot of couples in our demographics, though. That's the difference.
More than you think, probably.
Probably more than, I mean, probably a few more.
Right.
But, you know, unique in that way.
Okay, so.
That's it, Don and Mike to break.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
103.7. A few f***ing things history proves. You sit still, you f***ing memorize, you repeat back what you f***ing learn, or, choosing otherwise, you display your knuckles to be struck f***ing bloody on the f***ing desk.
But how are you going to start to talk to the children?
Shut the f*** up, Mose. And don't tease me at a crucial f***ing hour.
Wow. I don't even watch Deadwood.
I don't either.
I just say to Rob, once a week, give me the best tape.
The dirtiest tape.
There you go. I'm not gay.
yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They're great.
Right.
Forever straining at stool. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We are.
For statisticians at home, that was 7 bleeps in 23 seconds.
Isn't that the dirtiest show on television as far as language?
Yes, but the kids still love it, so I don't know what to do.
Deadwood.
That's the other thing that pissed me off about that goddamn NBA game. I mean, I TiVo'd Entourage, which was okay, but I really could have watched Entourage, and I should have done that thing where I watched Entourage while I was, like, watching the game.
Right.
So after Entourage was done, like a 25 after, I could have just picked up the game and fast-forwarded right to tip-off, and within, like, 10 minutes, you catch up on commercials.
I did that with the baseball game. I actually watched Huff at the same time the Red Sox game was on, and I caught the Red Sox game in the, I think, the eighth inning, and it was great.
Excuse me. Mike, excuse me.
Yes?
BL checking in.
Oh, boy.
Big loser.
Hey.
Hey, Bob Mailman.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Bobby Mailman, how are you, friend?
Well, I feel kind of bad because number one, Rob is a goddamn liar.
Why is Rob a liar?
Me talking on the show tomorrow was not part of the bet.
You doing what on the show?
Me, you know, communicate with me via...
Oh, no. No,
hey,
you're wrong.
The bet.
You're wrong.
Now, hold on. Your cell phone
not
is...
Wrong.
Hold on.
Oh, he's got a bad cell phone.
Your cell is breaking up.
Are you in your truck?
No, I'm at home. Let me call from the house.
Yeah, call from the house.
All right, I'll call back.
All right, bye-bye. Everybody's
a shocker. I think he's angry at Rob.
Everybody should know that our friend Bob Mailman had a bet with me last week.
Right.
One game bet.
Mm-hmm.
Heat versus the Mavs. He did the Mavericks. Shaq came through. Right. He is son of Jor-El.
Superman.
And Robert will be wearing a sandwich board outside the radio station for 4 hours tomorrow during the show. On one side, it says, I love white people.
Right.
On the other side, it says, honk if you love white people.
Now, I don't remember this, but Rob indicates that part of the bet was he doesn't speak throughout the whole show.
He does not get to talk. Now, I suppose, as the victor, you could allow him to speak.
Well, I'd love to talk. I mean...
I think it would be fun if we had a microphone for him.
A lot of it's going to be Robert being awkward outside,
yeah,
having to have people honk at him.
I don't think he's going to be awkward as much as angry.
We got him back. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, that was very easy getting through. What's up?
Are you angry, Robert?
Yeah, because Rob is a liar.
That's a lie.
And he always lies. You are a liar, Rob.
That's a lie right there.
You are a lie.
Why do I... There's nothing to be gained from lying.
That was not part of the bet.
It was half the bet.
It was not part of the bet.
All right, everybody shut up for a second.
Gentlemen.
What is... Bob, what is your beef, Bob? You don't want
to... One, will you please stop calling me Bob? My name is Robert.
Excuse me.
Bob is a racist white name.
Excuse me.
I don't like it.
Never Robert...
Have.
Robbie, what is the malfunction?
Famous actor Robert De Niro.
I mean, you guys got more amendments than the Constitution. I agreed to carry a sandwich board. Now, somehow I came to the whole show. Okay, I'll do the whole show. Now you're not supposed to talk to me during the whole time.
Well, we haven't. I don't think we've...
Hey, listen, forget it, pal.
Bert, I don't think we've actually...
Listen, Bob, don't need to talk to you. If you're out there, I thought you might like the airtime.
Yeah, I would. That's cool.
That's what he's angry about, because Rob came in.
Rob
came in.
Lying.
Robert, hold on. Robert, hold on a second. What Rob came in and said was that we're not going to... Part of the bet was Robert doesn't get to speak.
Oh, and
Robert is mad because he wants to speak.
And I also know partly where Rob's coming from. Rob doesn't want to have to... Hold on, Robert. You don't want to have to go ask the engineers to set up a microphone, do you?
I'm sure they're dying to do it, but I promise you what you said was 4 hours outside, no talking.
Okay, well, that changed my mind.
Okay.
So you want to...
God damn, you lie.
What, now you're saying...
You're a liar.
You're saying Rob Spiewak's lying?
Rob Spiewak is a liar.
Robert...
I mean, nothing comes easy for him.
That's inaccurate.
All right, Robert, listen. Robert Mailman, hold on, here is show statistician Yanni. Hi, Yanni.
I'm sorry, Robert, I have to agree with Rob A. Don did say 4 hours outside, no talking.
Okay, well, now...
I'm not part of the bet.
Okay, now I'm changing it. I'd like to talk to him.
All right, so now...
I'd like to hear him take his medicine.
So we are going to talk to you outside.
thanking
maybe
the wise, the wiser dickhead has spoken.
Maybe the first thing you can say on the radio is how you're sorry that you called me a liar when in fact
you're a liar.
I spoke gospel truth. Gospel truth.
Excuse me.
Yeah, well, we'll try.
Hey, let me hear it. Hey,
Robert. What happened? What happened to your friend, the German, last night?
He's not my friend. I'm a Laker fan. Okay?
I thought you were.
I'm a gay Shaq.
I thought that you were in love with Dirk Nowitzki.
Why would I be in love with a 7-foot white boy?
Why did you bet on the Dallas
Mavericks?
Didn't I even give you an opportunity to bet on the game last night?
You didn't want to bet. You want to bet on the rest of the series?
What was the bet going to be last night?
I said I don't know what bet we could do, but I would have bet him. I said to him last week I would have bet on the game last night.
No, you cheesed it out. You didn't want to bet that game because you didn't know.
Okay.
You didn't know.
Again, he's
furious.
With Rob, you're not listening.
Robert is furious.
Do you want to bet?
Two more games.
Do you want to bet on the series?
Anytime you want.
And you
want
to take Dallas?
I take Dallas.
Now, why are you doing this again? Do you believe in Dallas, Robert?
Yes, I do. Because Miami struggled in two out of three games they struggled in.
You like Hold on. Do you like Kobe as much as I like Shaq?
No.
Who is your favorite player?
I'm a Laker fan.
All right, stop it then.
I'm a Laker fan.
Here you go. It's got to be something where you're in public and you're yelling that the Lakers suck.
Oh, well, how about the new building? Same sign.
How about the new building? Same sign.
Same sign.
Yeah, but then we're doing something we've already done before.
I would say I would burn all my liquor gear, but you're not putting up that much.
Why are you?
I mean, a trip to your house, I've seen better. Unless you got a helicopter port in the back, I've seen richer white people.
He's furious today.
I tell you what.
Robert, why are you so angry
today?
Just
come down and pay off the bet you already lost
tomorrow.
Because,
number one, I'm cool about losing. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you know? Very much.
I bet. It was a long throw. They had to win that game. They had to.
Well, then why'd you make the bet?
Because I'm a degenerate gambler.
Oh, dear.
Okay,
here we go.
That's like some truth to you.
Hello? Yes. I play poker every weekend. I lose $300. I win $500. I feel no difference.
Right, do you acknowledge the fact that Rob was not lying?
Rob is a liar.
He wasn't lying. Robert, we'll settle it tomorrow.
Rob is a liar. I'm going to punch him right in his nose. That's
wow.
See you down here tomorrow.
No need for violence. Rob, you're not scared of me, are you, Rob?
What is the outside, what is the outfit that he's going to wear under the sandwich board?
He can wear
my Lakers uniform.
Absolutely.
My James Worthy 42 Laker full uniform that I wore in Japan.
Right. Are you going to are you going to allow him to antagonize the cars?
No, he's got to be.
Here's the deal. Can I just say the way
he's
I see
a
this?
Goodwill ambassador for all Caucasians.
He's got to wave politely to the traffic. He can have a dialogue with us in the studio.
Yes,
the microphone,
with people.
But not antagonizing people on the street. You're not allowed to do that, Robert.
The only thing worse than this would be to do it down at the Holocaust Museum. That would be worse.
Now, why would that be worse?
Well, you know how I feel about that museum, right?
Oh, dear. Oh no. Now what are you going to say?
Why?
Jewish one. There wasn't no Holocaust in America. It was Jews.
Oh, now
why do they have...
Now, Robert, now you're doing this.
Robert,
come
on. Stop it.
Robert, you're doing this.
Stop it.
You are doing this to get attention. Stop this now.
Stop misbehaving.
Stop
the
this.
The white people that I so much
you
love
idiot.
For.
My God.
God, you idiot.
Hey, Robert.
Why, Don? There was no massacre.
Robert, hold on. Now, stop the BS for a second and be honest with me. Don't pretend like we're doing a bit now.
Don, do you think I don't feel that way for real?
You really believe that there was no Holocaust?
No, I don't think he said that.
No, that's
he didn't
not what I'm saying.
Okay,
what he said was
Mike,
there was
Mike,
no...
Mike, let me explain.
Well, I heard what you said because I was listening
say,
to you.
What
and what
say?
You said was there was no Holocaust here in America. That's what you're talking about. So you're taking issue with having the Holocaust Museum.
On federal land, and there's not one for my people and the Native Americans who really were massacred by the white people that have so much
That's
love
what he said. He doesn't dispute the fact like that.
I know that happened.
In Iran who says the Holocaust never happened.
Right. Well, come on, Rob.
Hey, the Jew was a victim of the white man, too. Is that
true? Yeah, you're right about that.
Is that not true? So me and
that is true.
And you know the white man who's let you down the most? His name is Dirk Nowitzki. And surprisingly,
he's a Kraut. He's a German.
That's right. Listen to David Hasselhoff. He's the worst. Hey, but Don.
What, Robert?
Now you're mad at me? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally frazzled.
I always raise your blood. You gotta say that.
Yeah, I'm totally frazzled.
What do you think I'm gonna do for 4 hours tomorrow out there?
You're going to amuse us.
You think?
Yes, I do. You can dance.
I got a goodie bag for you, too, Don.
Oh,
I'm going to bring an ice chest because it's supposed to be hot tomorrow.
Right.
So
what are you thinking about putting in your goodie bag?
I hope it's all the things that you know I love, like watermelon and grape knee-high.
No, grape diet Kool-Aid, bananas,
uh-huh.
Watermelon, and I'm going to have a black shoe polish in case some good white folks on their way home want their shoes polished.
Right. Again, you know.
He's not going to antagonize people. That's the right spirit.
That's right. And don't forget
there will be the people walking by on the sidewalk.
Don't say nothing, Rob.
Wear lots of jewelry, Robert. Make sure you wear lots
wear
of your shiny jewelry.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, Robert.
So long, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Later, man.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
3 o'clock, buddy.
Bye-bye. Later, devil.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Later, devil.
Bye-bye.
Bye!
He's calling us the white devil again.
Bye, sore loser. You should have taken the advice.
I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you, Don.
Taking the advice.
I agree. I have no problem with the bet. I have no problem with you, white devil. It's the other white devils I have a problem with.
The other white
man.
What do you mean, white devils? Was there an S on the end of that? What have I done to you?
Hey, Mike.
What have I done to you?
Don, Mike, you know I love you. And I heard about your dilemma, and I want to help you out.
Well, hey, Robert. Robert, hold on, Robert. Hold on a second. Robert.
You let me handle it.
Robert, I don't think I need your help on that count. We'll talk about it in private, Robert.
Oh, really?
We'll talk about it in private. Oh, look at the clock on the wall. Unfortunately, we've run out of time.
Me and you and Rob, we're going to talk about it.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Robert.
He's really mad.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, come on down here.
Last time I'll be at 10800 Main Street.
Very good.
Hey, Don, am I going with you?
Yes, Dennis Murphy, you're coming with us.
Can't say that.
I got to be Dennis Murphy.
Robert, you can't say that.
You can't call Rockville cock of the Walkville.
Oh. Penisville?
What was that?
Penisville?
Penisville. Yes, you can call it Penisville.
Wow.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with a sandwich board, Bob.
And I will do free circumcisions for any white people that want that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
He's a lot of fun. He's wound up for his little appearance on the show tomorrow.
He is.
Whew.
Well, he's something, ain't he?
He sure is.
Frightening.
Jesus Christ.
Let's go Heat. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing? Listen, that was the most ignorant thing I've ever heard. Now, I'm a black man myself, right? But Robert just sounds so ignorant. I understand it was a bit, it was supposed to be funny, but come on, man. He sounds like something straight out of, you know, an old Mammy movie.
That's why I love him so.
Huh?
That's why I love him so.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's dialing right now.
What you got to know, hold on. What you don't get is, I mean, Robert's funny. I dig Robert. Robert cuts through everything with race. He takes it to an extreme. He's goofing around.
Yeah.
In real life, I like Robert. I like his sense of... In real life, he cracks my ass up. I think he's brutally honest. He takes things to an extreme.
I just think he's brutally ignorant.
In what way is he? What did he say that bothered?
I don't know. The whole thing about white this, black that.
That's his. That's his whole thing. That's his whole thing, though. That's his whole white black thing.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
He just sounds. Be honest with you. He sounds like a white man in blackface that's using like a real heavy voice.
Boy, that pisses him off.
Yeah, he'd be mad if
he pisses him off so bad.
He would be mad if he heard you saying that.
Well, I'm sure he's listening. So you know, tell him to call back.
Oh, we don't need any more black on black crime.
I'm sorry, it ain't gonna be no crime. It's just a phone call.
He's very angry today, and now you've made him angrier.
And then the whole thing with the white devils.
Hey, listen, hold on. Here is really the best answer for this. Robert will be here tomorrow. At our studios in Fairfax, Virginia.
Okay.
If you really want to see him, he'll be outside in our front yard for 4 hours. You can't miss him.
I tell you what, I'm in Baltimore, man. I'm not going to come all the way to Fairfax. But Yeah, but, you know, since you are moving to Rockville, I used to live in Germantown, I'll probably come out there.
Well, we'll have lots of reindeer games out there also.
Catch up with him there.
See you later.
All right.
White Devils out.
The Devils. Or as Robert calls us, simply the Devils.
The Devils. The winning team out.
Go Devils.
White out.
And Rob, I think he loves you.
I know he does, and I love him.
I can tell.
I think he loves me as much as
And there's love here.
Who's this? Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Robert the Mailman.
Robert, did you hear that last caller?
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment. You know, a white man in blackface, because I am a black man, but I speak my mind. I don't represent black folk. You know that.
No. All right, Robert.
But there's a lot of bougie black people around here like him who are embarrassed to speak the truth. He's the type of guy that would get in Bill Cosby's face when Bill Cosby's telling the truth about
him. See, this is...
Now
you got to know something. This is, I mean, we don't often get into discussion.
This is serious discussion.
This is really where Robert and I line up exactly the same.
I'm gonna tell you something, Don. Since I moved, you know, I'm bi-coastal. I'm from L.A., but I was raised in D.C. too. D.C. has the fakest black people I've ever met in my life.
I just want to say I stand with him on Bill Cosby. I'm not going to talk about
education, bourgeois
blacks.
A GS-12 job in the government that they had for 40 years, and all of a sudden their nose turned up.
Okay.
They started running, they drowned. But I know how they are. See, I crossed both. I've been in the ghetto. I'm born and raised in the ghetto.
All right, see you tomorrow. I got to hang out with you. Goodbye.
Hi, friend.
I mean, he speaks in stereotypes.
See, here's the thing. On one hand, I chat with the cat in real life, and... I agree with a lot of stuff Bill Cosby says. I don't care if he comes off as an old fart.
Right.
Like he talks about the black community and what young black men have to do. I agree with that. And Robert agrees with that. And that's one of the things that Robert and I seriously talk about, really. The problem is he can't keep it in his pants.
It's just one of the many things you guys have in common. I mean, it really is. It's one of the many things you have in common. No, what you like about him the best is brutal honesty.
I probably have... a lot of things common with Robert the Mailman.
Sure, right?
Common interest?
You both enjoy the color purple. I'm just trying to list them. Uh-huh. You both enjoy, you have a love of Xbox. Yeah.
Right?
We both love the ladies, man.
Yeah. You.
We both love any black dramedy that comes out.
You enjoy the company of women.
We like scary movie.
Right? This is true. You love to speak your mind. You love to have the soapbox. You love to be on the pedestal.
We both love that movie with Lawrence Fishburne about the spelling bee.
You both enjoyed that?
Oh, did we love that?
Right.
Sure.
And you both love spinners.
Both the group and for our cars.
Exactly.
Sure. Anyway, we got a break. I am definitely the blackest man in this room.
You think so?
Oh, please.
Haven't we always labeled ourselves as tragically white?
Please. But I'm the blackest of the white in here. I mean, I would say, if I was going to rate it, it would be like this. Here's Spiewak's the whitest.
I haven't noticed Redding CD.
Okay. Then I would actually, let me see, who is blacker, Mike or Buzz?
What do you think, Mike?
I got to go with Buzz is blacker.
Thank you.
It's close. I'm the blackest.
Well, F you.
I like that. That's a put down.
It is.
Okay, well, I take it back.
I like my homies.
You're the second blackest. Buzz, you're the third blackest.
I got you.
I'm the first blackest. What do you think of that?
No, you're not.
What do you think of that? We've never had this fight.
I'm blacker than you.
Impossible.
Christ, I'm blacker than you. My soul is blacker than you.
I agree with that.
That's a different thing.
But that's only because you treat people
the way I want to be treated. Absolutely.
No, I think, that's how it would go. Something like that.
Me, you, Rob, and Buzz.
Oh, I'm blacker than Buzz?
Yes.
No, you're not. You're the whitest.
I'm kidding.
Are you kidding?
You know what?
He's the whitest of the white.
I don't see color.
Good for you, Mike.
You are.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Okay. Bravo.
When does the lightning strike the tower?
Thank you very much.
Mike O'Mara.
As he wants to be treated.
That's it. It's just a carryover from my overall philosophy of life.
It's all about that.
And I might want to have another kid.
Those are the three
great.
You know.
What?
G, Jeez.
Have you thought about having I know Carla is Caucasian.
Yes.
But have you thought about adopting a black baby?
If we couldn't have kids, we talked about that, too.
Do a Brad and Angelina thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes. But in, oh, to match up the ages.
Would you get a Chinese?
Only if that baby was 28.
Fair enough. Problem solved.
Just to kind of, you know, and someone that had skills.
Adopt an adult.
Someone that had established skills. There will be a little questionnaire and a test.
Of course.
Adopt Rob Schneider.
Exactly.
Deuce Bigelow.
It would be one. No, he's too old. He's into a. But no, I would like to adopt a Hollywood orphan.
A wealthy child?
A wealthy child. A child of privilege.
A
child with the trust fund.
A black Hollywood.
Everybody spends so much time thinking about adopting underprivileged kids.
What about
kids from third world countries?
What about?
I believe that there are orphans that are wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about Cosby. What about Malcolm Jamal Warner?
Yeah.
He's all grown up now.
Probably too old. Probably not. Would he be 30 yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
he might be 30.
Yeah. Too old. Too old.
Anywhere between the ages of 21 and 26. That's it, and they have to have a small trust fund so that they could bring some financial stability, you know, to my life.
How old is Tiger?
Tiger's married. Tiger's got his own life, so it doesn't, you know.
Oh,
Tiger's
right.
Also, like, just about to turn 30, if he didn't turn 30 already.
What if Gabe Kaplan has a kid?
Gabe Kaplan has a kid. You know, what it would be, it's, and it doesn't have to be an orphan.
You couldn't adopt Tiger Woods. He's grown up.
That's right.
It would have to be a child where the parents, and it doesn't have to be Hollywood, where the parents maybe have gotten in trouble, you know, maybe a little white-collar crime, where they're doing a stint in Darien, Connecticut, you know, at the minimum security prison.
And you get the criminal seat in there.
And the kids, hey, I'll straighten the kids out. Just give them a nurturing environment. That's what I want to do.
Okay, hold on. Got a break. Got a break. We'll be right back with more talk of race and babies.
I'm down with that.
And Buzz's tiny white shirt.
Yeah.
Be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
And now, edited for your pleasure, Britney Spears on Dateline NBC.
And I, you know, I've done all that, but I don't really know. I don't know, you know. And, like, I know that sounds like, but it does. Well, like, they want stories, you know. I need to come up with, just, you know.
I like to, the home, redoing. Yeah. And I get into, like, redoing my living room. Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm. Oh, honey, that is the real me, honey.
Very simple. And just, he's like, just with, you know, when they're, you know. So, I mean, we're from, like, here, like, you know, we're country.
Thank you, Brittany. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
Women at war.
Right.
Here's the sun of your days. Good times. Good times. Good times.
Good times.
With the Don and Mike Show.
Good times. Oh, let me say hi to my girlfriend who's listening to the show.
Ah.
Look over there.
Called to say that not that it matters.
Uh-huh.
My dog snapped first, I guess. And my dog snapped first. Months ago.
And that's what traumatized her dog.
So she believes. So, anyway. Hi, sweetie. Change the channel, please.
Cool. Is that something you had to clear up?
What do you mean?
You felt it necessary to clean that little detail up before you went on with the show?
Well, she's a very, very nice, sweet woman who obviously I feel affection towards and is wonderful towards me. You know, it just, even during the break, the hotline rang, you know, and it's not busting my balls. She's like, hi, you know, she's half kidding. Said, you know, really, you forgot to mention that your dog, you know, snapped at my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And then she said, you know, we're getting a hell of a thunderstorm right now.
Yes, we are.
And it's passing through the D.C. area.
Yes.
And, you know, just because, she hasn't done enough for me already. You know, I mentioned, you know, all the shopping and all the cooking and all the crap that she's done that I'm just
a lot.
Eternally appreciative of.
Right.
You know. She said, do you want me to go over to your house and make sure the dogs are okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 'cause my dog likes just diarrhea city when it thunders and lightning outside. I said, no, don't worry about it. Besides, I don't have any of the doggy downers. I got to call the vet. She said, I'll go to the vet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'll go to the vet. And it's like,
she's wonderful that way.
I know, but I said, really, you don't have to do it. And then she said, well, okay. And like,
What? Are you mad? No, no, I'm not mad. I said, were you or were you not in a car wreck today? And did you wreck like your new car? Yes.
She still wants to take care of you.
I said, didn't you have to go through all that crap to get like the replacement? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, well then if I got to clean up dog ass, I'll clean up dog ass. And then she said, okay.
No, I mean, you know, that was nice that she did that.
Yes, I am not complaining. At least she ain't asking me for a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I, too, had a discussion with my lady during one of the commercials.
I was simply baiting you, my friend.
I had a...
I was baiting you, hoping that she had talked to you.
I spoke with her. Well, I spoke with her immediately after we had that
discussion. Oh, I didn't even know that.
And she had not listened. And she... I kind of recapped what was said and, talked about the fact that we discussed that. Maybe she's listening right now. And that it was respectful. That's the word that I used to discuss it. It was kind of respectful. I don't mean kind of respectful. It was respectful.
Absolutely.
It was kind of respectful.
And it's still, and when you bring that up, it also makes me think about it all over again.
That's why you brought it up.
Yeah, no, it does. It makes me think about it all over again.
You took your pill. You should be okay now.
Yeah. I am fine all right now, but I mean, it's just, you think about it again, and it does make, what did Robert say? Gets the blood up a little bit? It does get the blood up a little bit. But we had a discussion, and everything is fine on that front,
too.
Well,
good. Good.
Yeah. Good. Very, very good.
Good.
Everything fine on your front, too?
Yeah.
Me too.
What do you mean?
See, because you pause like that. You set me up. You pause.
I only pause.
That's a cheat.
I only pause.
I'm going to do it to you sometime.
No, okay, sometime when I really got my teeth in a ringer, go ahead.
I don't have my teeth in a ringer.
But your situation is much juicier than mine.
It is juicier.
You're talking about having a kid or not.
It is juicier.
With a woman that you've been involved with for 2.5 years. I'm talking about a girlfriend
I've
had.
It is juicier.
For 6 months.
Right.
Who at this point, the biggest problem I have with her is, like, stop doing stuff for me.
Nice stuff.
All right. See? I'm just doing that just as an example to see how you feel.
It doesn't make me feel bad, because I know
it doesn't make you feel bad. I'm doing that for purposes of illustration. That's what I'm doing it for. Like, I could do that when you say anything, and it's just a difficult spot to be in, all right? Say anything, and I'll give you the example of it, okay? Just say something random.
Mike wants to have a baby.
You are an ass. Not that.
What?
Say something like about you.
I want Mike to have a baby.
Forget it. You know what? He's a master. He's a master, and there's nothing. This is like this is like in Kill Bill Volume 2 when Uma Thurman goes to the great master up there. I don't have a chance. I don't have a chance.
What do you mean you don't have a chance?
I was just trying to give you an example, of anything you would say.
Okay.
He's not going to give this to me. He's not. He won't do it.
Mike doesn't use protection.
Right. Sure. Forget it.
But you don't.
Forget it. But you don't. God.
You don't.
God, why me?
Why
I know
you
want me. You like this when I do this. You do, right? You enjoy this.
Yes.
It's hard. You are
after 20 years. Oh, come on. I'm giving you help. Oh, come on.
A little more help.
The real you. What?
More help, please.
What, I got to hold your hand more? Come on. Yeah. You're doing good.
I know I'm doing fine. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
Yes, you are.
I'm trying.
Eventually, let's get Carla on the air. That's how we really get things.
Yeah, I know.
That's how we really get to the bottom of things.
I don't know whether we're ready for that just yet.
2.5 years. Hell, I've dated my girlfriend 6 months. I put her on the air.
Well, that's your thing. You like to do that with your family members. I don't put people on the air. I don't. I like to control that aspect. I will never go there. I will never have my kids on the air. I will never have my women in my life on the air. My choice. That, my friend, is what you bring to the table, and I do not. That has been that way for 20 years. That will not change.
I'm not saying we should bring
that
the children on the air.
I didn't
say that. Because we've got Rob's children to use.
Did you hear what I said?
And Rob, thank you for allowing your children to enter showbiz as I did mine.
And thank you for offering them that.
All right. And I apologize for letting you down on that score.
Mike, it's simply because...
I'm very sorry that I did not do that.
I didn't want to hurt Rob's feelings.
I know.
Okay, can I just...
Yes.
Okay, would you leave the room for a second?
Oh, you're happy in the window.
For a second.
Well, there's a monitor outside. Guess what?
I can't help it. Your children, simply at this point,
are more talented than Rob's.
And would bring more to the table.
That's nice. I like that.
You know, I'm sure his will grow into the seasoned performers that your girls have become in real life.
Well, you know what? With the kids, with my kids, they
Rob, come on back
Come on back in, Rob. Don't give me a dirty look, please. My kids are at that age.
What, Robert
what?
Is very strong.
That's always his answer, Robert. Although, you know what? Your big joke is that Robert is strong and Julia is smart.
Very
right.
Smart, yeah.
You know, Rob was actually very sweet, sent me a Father's Day card from Robert, my godson.
Right.
And then I also got a separate postcard from Julia, which she had obviously written herself.
Yeah.
Very nice, to Uncle Don.
Uh-huh.
I love you. It's funny. It says, I love you. This is Julia.
Right. Ah. That's the life.
This is Julia speaking.
And Mommy, I guess, got mad when she screwed up the address.
And Mommy has a lot of stuff to discuss.
Well, my kids are at the age right now, both, well, Catherine just turned 11, where they're becoming a little more aware, really. In fact, a lot more aware of what goes on here.
Well, anytime, Mike. I mean, I respect
you. Well, I'm not going to change something I've never done.
I respect your privacy.
Sure.
You know? I mean, if you're kids, that's, you know, that's one thing, but with Carla, you know, you want it? I'm always for it.
I know you are.
I'm always up for it.
I know.
At least you can.
At least you can what?
Have kids. Something I can't do.
What? What was that? Sorry. I just wasn't sure. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
No.
I'm not sure what you were saying. What?
I'm just saying at least you can have children, unlike me.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
I can't even... I wanted to just get one of my children on the air to just show that it's not a big deal.
But, it's not a big deal.
But mine are...
I just choose not to.
Mine are now so grown, frankly, to drag them out in front of you, they can't perform like Rob's can.
Right.
But I mean,
Rob has trained his children to be performers much better than I have.
Rob's kids are beautiful performers.
I love my daughter's
Robert's
death, but
stand-up slays me. I'm not talking about Robert Miller. I'm talking about Robert Spiewak the third.
I'd let you call them right now, but it's after 6 on the East Coast. Julia's in tap. Robert's at the writer's meeting.
Oh, we gotta go to Buzz.
Come on and buzz a little, sing a little, sing a little, buzz.
See if we get somebody totally objective here. I'll try my daughter. Not a chance she listens to the show, even knows what's going on. Hello, Josh?
Oh. But I was a little frustrated that my girlfriend wasn't listening when we were having that discussion earlier.
Hello?
Because that was part of the stress.
Hey, sweetie pie.
Hey.
Hey, we're on the radio. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Because you don't listen to the show because you're in Minneapolis. Do you think Mike should have a baby with his girlfriend, Carla?
I'm glad that amuses you. I'm glad you find a big laugh from that.
No, I just know that you like to go out and have fun and stuff, and having a baby will end that. Like, instantly.
See, and Mike, hear the sound in the background?
Mm-hmm.
That's the, well, you know the sound.
It's like music.
That's
right.
The sound.
And I haven't slept all night in, like, 4 years.
Do you think that Mike should put his girlfriend on the radio sometimes?
Sure.
Because, you know, he used to put Frito on all the time. Life, and for God's sakes, here I'm trotting you out now.
Right.
And listen to that scene. That's the scene that's coming to my house this weekend.
Yeah.
All of them.
You're going to be surrounded with kids.
Yes, they're all going to just be put in one big box. And put
Maybe that's what we should do. We should have Mike come babysit all of mine, and then we'll see if he wants to have one.
Well, I've had two, so I do have experience with kids. So.
Mike are all like 4 and under, though, so they're kind of all needy stuff.
Well, and I do remember the way that was. And I will take that under advisement.
All right, well, listen, it sounds like a happy scene there.
Sounds like everybody's having a good time.
I just wanted to show Mike how liberating it is to call your family on the air. All right, I hope you're doing okay. I'll talk to you later. I love you.
Amy, lots of sugary snacks before you bring them to Grandpa's house.
And lots of Coke and Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Pop-Tarts on the plane.
All right, bye. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Liberating.
There you go. Yeah, I think it is.
Liberating. I think I've done a lot of liberating. A lot more liberating than I used to do.
Yes.
Excuse me.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
What did I call her, Janet?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. She's got both names.
Right. You called her what?
Well, I called her by her middle name, which is what most people call her by, and then I found out her first name was actually Adrian.
Oh, gotcha.
So now what I call her really is AJ, which really pisses her off.
Like AJ. AJ Soprano.
Right. AJ, hey!
Just don't put a football helmet through the windshield.
My handsome man. That's my handsome man.
Hey, it's time for Buzz now.
Yeah.
Baron Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, what do you got on the news and comments show tonight?
Oh, tonight, doctors explain why Britney Spears will outlive us all. Connie Chung goes nuts on TV. And a look at what Dad really wanted.
Oh.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
See, it's a good thing you took your pill.
Yeah, oh, it's so good idea.
I'm glad you took your pill.
Oh, yeah.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
3.7.
3 FM.
What's the word from Planet Krepa?
The Don and Mike Show.
A handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Broadcasting, on average, five times a week. The Don and Mike Show.
Remember, Buzz's news and comments brought to you tonight by Frank's Red Hot. Frank's Red Hot brings you Buzz's news and comments. The news and comment brought to you by Frank's Red Hot.
Right then.
Bringing authentic buffalo flavor to all your favorite barbecue foods. Also should mention the official website of our show, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
It's lovely.
We have a picture in today's steaming log of a really good nip slip with Jessica Simpson.
Ooh.
Looking at really close,
mm-hmm.
her right, your left, as you look at your computer monitor. Look at Buzz has just enlarged that.
I found an additional shot, in fact. But
can't you just see that gigantic nip slip?
Right there.
Look at that.
Wow. Living color.
Ooh. That's what we call a Jap attack.
Good thing this isn't the Super Bowl.
No offense to any Orientals, any nips.
No, thank you, Mr. Parcells.
And now here's Buzz Gurley. Hi, Buzz. Ooh, I'd love some cheese nips.
I'm starved.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
Before we begin, I hope you all had a great Father's Day, and our 2006 Father of the Year Award winner,
Michael Mirra.
Well, of course.
Michael Sawyer.
Yeah, you? Naturally. Goes without saying.
Any of us?
No, sadly, no. Kenneth Royal, of Far, Texas, has you beaten out. Kenneth Royal, it maybe isn't fair to pick on him, but it's fun. Last week, Kenneth and another guy went to Stilettos. That's a strip club. This is how Kenneth Royal of Far, Texas, has become this year's Father of the Year, because his 21-month-old son was left alone in the car outside while he was in the strip club in this town along the Mexican border. To Kenny's credit, the car's air conditioning was on, but that does leave an unattended 2-year-old in an unlocked death machine. Although the kid's fine, but and although he's the father of a nearly 2-year-old, what do you expect from a guy who's just now 19 years old?
Babies having babies, Buzz.
Thank you, Mr. Federline.
Quoting Kenneth, whose wife was out of town at the time, "I didn't think it was such a big deal. I just wanted to see some women." He speaks for so many.
Stay in the car, son.
Joe.
A concern, meanwhile, seems to be growing about the nuclear weapons program in Iran. To some, it's a crisis, and apparently it could have been avoided. The Washington Post reported yesterday that officials in the Bush administration turned down a peace offer from Iran.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
What?
It's inevitable.
What?
It's what?
Inevitable.
Huh? Inevitable.
Sorry. One more time?
Inevitable. Things are inevitably going to change.
Reportedly, according to the Post, the Bush administration turned down this peace offer 3 years ago. While the president was stressing the dangers of Iraq's Saddam Hussein, his White House was passing on an offer from Iran to stop supporting terrorists, to recognize Israel, and to open talks with the U.S. There's been rumor of this. Now the Washington Post has documentation.
Mm-hmm.
After no positive response from the White House, Iran then began its nuclear program, the one everybody's so worried about right now. Just so you know.
You know, somebody who occasionally watches the Sunday morning shows,
right.
And I try to watch news every once in a while, I wish that there would be a better guy for the defensive side than James Carville.
Oh, he's nuts.
Yes. Yes, he is. Well, first of all, he's got the alien look, and he gets a little... Doesn't he get a little agitated, too agitated?
Here's the thing. His point is this, and I thought it was well taken. And they got a guy, a talking head that does, guess what, a conservative radio show in one box named James Carville in the other box.
Right.
I like saying I like the ice cream.
Yeah.
Is he participating in Carvel Ice Cream Storm?
His point is this. With all the events of last week, Bush's popularity went up one percentage point.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we having a parade? Now, if you just say that, you kind of shut down the guy who said, but he does it in that folksy way, like, well, I just don't understand why.
I don't understand why we're going to have a parade about this guy that's going to be coming up here.
When Cleveland was the president, when he would get below 55, he's got this big, gigantic, fake teeth. These guys, you mentioned, he's got that big, freaking alien head. He's got that.
I don't understand what the reason is for the ticker tape. If we're going to have the ticker tape all the time, and the guys are having all these things, I'm going to go on the news show right now. What's happening? Oh my God, I'm feeling my chest. There's an alien baby coming out of my chest.
And the point is well taken. He went up one point. Why are we having a party about this?
Well, why not? How about a party?
Well, I just don't understand.
Bus by bridges, I don't understand exactly why this is necessary.
The very last thing I go, any final comments? The conservative guy says, well, I think we should look at everything that's happening in Iraq, and these are all positive votes. James?
Well, I just want to say, go LSU Tigers. We want to rebuild the bayou. Always good talking to you, Matt. I can go back my ugly wife now.
Jesus Christ.
But doesn't he always, play off what the other guy says? The other guy says, I think we ought to take another look at it.
Well, that is, I think you need a lot of looking glass. If you don't have that looking glass, it's not going to work.
That proves he's listening.
But the problem is that if you go beyond him, who's the other guy you got? Dickhead Howard Dean?
Mm-hmm.
You want that guy up there?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you make a good point.
Where's the Howard Dean?
What you need is a few.
There he is.
Why don't we have better spokesmen? And I say spokesmen in the nicest possible way. Why don't we have better people to represent our cause, like Ann Coulter?
Oh, dear.
Why don't we have more intelligent people that want to get the dialogue going?
Hey, listen, not to get all political on your ass, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to. Who thinks she's so friggin' hot? I mean, take aside her politics. Take that out of it.
Can I answer that? May I answer that question?
Do you find her hot, Mr. Carville?
It's not the fact that she's particularly attractive, it's her mind. As you know, that I married a lady from the right,
yes.
And it's just that she's a firecracker. She's a firecracker, and God. I'd like to light the fuse. I sure would like to light that fuse.
I'd like to smile.
That's right. That's a sack of potatoes, right? Just so you can keep
that's
a
right.
family friendly.
Right. And not in a nice way.
Right.
See you on K Street.
She needs to eat a sandwich.
I understand what kind of sandwich. Would you care to feed it to her? Would you?
Yeah, right out of the oven.
Oh, fresh out of the oven. Me too. Let's do it together.
James Carville, big freaking alien.
Yep.
Big, gigantic. The teeth look like it'd be an extra in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yes.
And the guy said, why are we having a party, Matt?
Gotta run. Mothership's here.
And the other thing I've noticed, the energy on the Today Show,
yes.
Now that Katie C-Word... Corrick is gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is like they've just pulled down that that big statue of Saddam Hussein. I mean, they're loose and Ann Curry is making mistakes like she always does, and they're goofing on her a little bit.
Sure.
And you got Al Roker who's chumming up with Matt Lauer, and during the commercials they're just sitting down going, whew. Isn't it great she's gone?
Ding dong, which
is dead. Isn't it so great Katie is gone?
I think the energy's still going to be good when Meredith arrives.
Oh, they've been running promos for her now.
You think they'll be happy when she gets there?
I think so, yeah. She's a step up.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, she's a step up.
It's Matt's house now, and somebody friendlier is coming.
Matt's house.
That's right.
Plus, they had, she's done so much stuff. What was I watching? Something on CNN where I think in the last 2 weeks of The View, Meredith Vieira said the word vagina something like 18 times.
God bless that woman.
And they just spliced them all together. It was like on one of those Anderson dickhead shows where the guy was like, how can we possibly take this woman seriously? Meanwhile, he's dressed like my Danny O'Day ventriloquist dummy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, how can we possibly take her seriously? When it's just...
Who are you talking about that's dressed like that?
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson. That's why I specifically...
Right.
It wasn't Anderson Cooper. No. Tucker Carlson.
The bow tie guy.
Yeah, although I don't like Anderson Cooper either.
No, I get that.
Hey, how you doing? I'm
I'm a sexier, smarter Bill Maher. How are you? How you doing? Yeah, I'm going to be on 60. I'm moody. hey, I tell you what. Get GQ and look at my iPod list. Look at how politically correct it is. I've got Mary J. Blige and I've got Bruce Springsteen.
Well, shucks, John. Don, excuse me. I called you John. They may call you John. I'll call you Don. Don?
Yeah.
I'm having trouble finding out who do you like. Would you? You ever notice the way he closes his eyes whenever he's talking?
Yes, when he. Yeah.
Well, my IT guy, his first name is Tom.
Tom, IT Tom. I see. I got. He just turned it around.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it took a minute to process.
Well, tit for tat, Buzz.
Exactly. And crooks are toothless. How they got that way? When we continue,
did you make these up?
True stories.
Promise on your tiny shirt.
Swear to God.
Okay. Be right back.
Bye. Number 15 Arbitron rated the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
How do you handle a hungry man with the Don and Mike Show?
And now, once again, here's Buzz Burbank. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, crooks are stupid. In Richmond, Texas, Oscar Martinez didn't stop at the pedestrian crossing, so a cop pulled him over. Oscar had an outstanding warrant and no valid license, so he was arrested. But wait, said Oscar, I want to finish my banana split first.
Wait.
Police checked it out. On the floor of the passenger side was Oscar's banana split with something square on top. The funny square topping turned out to be crack. Between the sweets and the crack, if Oscar's not careful, he's going to lose his teeth.
Who has crack with ice cream?
It's great.
Oscar,
it's the only way I eat it.
And Rob.
It's the only way I eat my crack.
More Ovaltine, Mom. Only with crack.
Crack.
Please.
Well, he's going to lose his teeth like the 70-year-old shoplifter in Western Germany who didn't pay his fine for shoplifting. When police went to his house to arrest him, he bit one of the officers. But he wasn't wearing his false teeth at the time, so according to the officer, all it left really was a wet spot.
Mm, like Betty White going down on you.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
It's like you haven't had that thought continuously during the show.
Betty White?
Every day.
Every single day.
Just like me.
I use it like an actor uses his motivation.
Listen, that's it. We got to run. We'll see you tomorrow with the Bobby the Mailman and everything else. Good day to you, sir.
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 Go home and make some bacon tonight, man. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, man. Talking about that cooking thing you're going for.
Ah, that's right. Very excited about that.
And you.
Betty always compares me to Alan Ludden.
Oh, gummy, baby.
Bye, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.